Handyman Show. My name's Glenn Hagee, masterhandyman.com, podcasts, ebooks, brochures, pamphlets, facts, no pop-up ads. How can that be? It's time to clean your walks, decks, patios, awnings, and fences. You could power wash until the neighbors complain and still not get the deep cleaning of 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. Choosy homeowners have trusted it since 1977 to keep the outside of their homes sparkling bright. It's easy to use. Just mix 50-50 in a sprayer with water. Spray, use a broom to loosen heavy dirt, then just hose it clean. Safe around plants and lawns. 30 seconds is the original and best outdoor cleaner for the money. Others try to...
It's a very talented group. We've known that since these guys got here in the fall. And we do have a lot of depth. It's nice to be able to have guys off the bench that can come in, and we know that they're going to produce.
Here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in left center field. That's going to bounce and watch it roll all the way to the fence. Two runs come in, and the Mac Cardinals on top, 7-0. Carlos Vargas swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder backing up, looking up. See you later. A two-run bomb for the Cardinals. His first home run of the year. It comes at a good time. Touch him all, Carlos Vargas.
Now from the stretch, comes set, kicks, fires it, breaking ball, swung on, hit sharply to the shortstop. This could be a double play ball, flips the second out there, on the first, double play, 6-4-3. Mendelaria looking for the lead on a 2-2 with two on, swinging a ground ball, it gets through the left side. Let's see if they wave him in. They will. Here comes the ball. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Cardinals take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Swings in, lines one, deep right field, going back as the right fielder. He'll watch it bounce off the wall. First pitch swinging, Logan Winder ends up at second base with a stand-up double. The next pitch, and here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in right center field. It's down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Let's watch Leaper run the bases. He rounds third. He's going to be headed for home, and he's going to score. RBI triple, Cody Heiser. Cardinals take the lead in the seventh inning.
It's time to go out to the field for some Mineral Area College Baseball on your home for the Cardinals, AM 800, KREI.
Welcome to Hal Laurie Field, where we have the Mineral Area Cardinals hosting the Jefferson College Vikings for some baseball action on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Nice to see the weather change from a Thursday, where there was a rain delay between the two teams. These two teams did play on a Thursday, with Jefferson College coming away victorious in both of those games. They'll play a doubleheader today. We will have the first game for you on regional radio. It is a beautiful day outside. Will Cheshire alongside with you. The Jefferson College Vikings will be the visitors today, and they have won 8 of their last 10 games. They have a 25-12 record and are 11-2 in the region entering today's contest. Meanwhile, the Mineral Area College Cardinals have been struggling as of late as they'll look to get back on track today. They're 16-19, 5-9 in the region, and they come into play with a 6-game losing streak. Jefferson College is going to throw Alex Padilla on the mound. He'll throw a fastball, changeup, and a curveball. Can touch 90 miles an hour at times, so look for him to have his good stuff. He's been pitching terrifically on the season. We'll have more on him just prior to the game as well. And the Mineral Area College Cardinals are going to be on the mound, and they are going to go ahead and throw Jeremy Reddick to counter Padilla on the hill. So it'll be a battle between Reddick and Padilla on the mound, and I had the opportunity to talk to both coaches prior to the game, both Coach Evers of Jefferson College and also Coach Jones of Mineral Area College. So we will hear from them coming up right after the quick timeout here on Regional Radio.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
With Coach Evers joining us on regional radio for the Jefferson College baseball team. And Coach, you guys have been playing pretty well as of late. Won 8 of your last 10. Just kind of what's been the vibe amongst the team?
It's been good. You know, it's an older group of guys and guys that kind of know how to go about their business and have a consistent approach. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have some starting pitching's been well. And, you know, obviously offensively it's been a productive year. So, I mean, you know, we've been able to put together all three parts of it, the pitching, offense, and defense. And, you know, it's been going good.
And how effective is it to have kind of the older sophomore heavy class in terms of helping those newcomers, freshmen who are just getting adapted to the college baseball realm and just kind of introducing them to the college level?
Yeah, it's been big just having guys just how they consistently approach the game, approach at-bats, not getting too high, not getting too low. And it's definitely been, you know, very valuable returning a bunch of guys that were freshmen last year that played large roles and obviously get a year of experience under their belt. So it's been a big key for us.
In terms of the approach at the plate, what's kind of your message to the team when they go up there? You know, what do you want them to do when they're at the dish?
Just understand their strengths and kind of get their pitch and not be overly aggressive and kind of let it come to them and not try and force it. So, you know, Coach Stanton and Coach Underwood do a great job with our hitters. And, you know, it's nice having guys that know their roles and know what they're capable of and can be able to, you know, go out there and apply it.
Coach, you got Alex Padilla throwing on the mound today. Just what type of stuff does he have?
It'll be pretty standard fastball, breaking ball, changeup. You know, Alex is, you know, run up a little bit of velocity at times. So, you know, he's going to be been able to go out and he had a one-hitter his last start and be pretty consistent as far as going deep in the games and give us a chance to win. And, you know, that's been key for all of our starters throughout the whole year.
So you kind of big strikeout guy then if he's got that pretty good stuff?
Not so much, but, I mean, it's somebody that usually doesn't, you know, is pretty efficient with his pitches and will go be aggressive and attack hitters and kind of let the defense play behind him.
How's the defense been playing?
It can be kind of hit and miss at times. You know, I think we're overall it's improved, but, you know, there's still kind of we can have some inconsistencies where, you know, trying to be a little bit too much and at times probably not being aggressive enough. And so, you know, if we play well defensively, I mean, we usually do a pretty good job out there on the mound. So, you know, hopefully come out here ready to play today.
What type of challenges does this Mineral Area team present?
You know, they do a good job, and I think that, you know, even seeing them on Thursday, starting pitching did a good job, and there's some guys in the lineup that can scare you a little bit, so, you know, fortunately we have a couple pretty good starts, and, you know, hopefully we take care of business on the mound and, you know, have a consistent approach to the plate, not trying to do too much, and, you know, really kind of worry about what we do, and, you know, that's kind of take care of our business first.
Nice to see the weather be a little brighter today than it was on Thursday.
Yeah, it wasn't any fun. We had a rain delay in there on Thursday and the wind blowing in, and it just wasn't a very fun day out in the baseball field. But, you know, we were able to get a couple wins, and, you know, hopefully it's a great day to be out here on a Saturday. So hopefully come out here and play well.
Coach Evers, thanks very much for your time, and good luck today.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, Coach.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Joined by Coach Jones here on Regional Radio on a beautiful Saturday afternoon for some Mac and Jeffco baseball. Coach, team struggled a little bit as of late. What do you guys have to do today to get back on track?
We're going to swing the bats a little bit better. We got shut out both games at Jeffco on Thursday. Threw the ball really well up there. We've just got to put some runs on the board today.
Coach, who do you guys have throwing tonight, and or today, I should say, and what does he need to do on the mound?
Jeremy Reddick is going to have the first game today. He's been good for us all year. Jeremy locates everything, changes speeds, and he's pretty good out there. He knows what he's doing. He's going to give us a chance today.
Is he a type of pitcher who kind of relies a lot on stuff, or does he kind of pitch to contact?
Definitely pitches to contact. Changes speeds a lot, locates well, and that's his game. He's not a big velo guy, so he's definitely got to change speeds and locate.
Coach, when those pitchers pitch to contact, they obviously need a solid defense behind them. How's the defense been playing as of late?
Defense has been good late. Hopefully that carries over again today.
Coach, facing a very good Jeffco team, just what types of things do they do well that makes it a difficult matchup?
Offensively, they're good. They definitely got a lot of pop in their lineup. The two arms we saw the other day were really, really good. And the arms we're going to see today are going to be good. So they're definitely a quality team all the way around.
Definitely nice to see the weather change for the better of the fortunes versus on Thursday.
And no doubt. No doubt. It's going to be a nice day today.
And then, Coach, just kind of coming into that, can we expect you guys to be aggressive on the base pass?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely have some guys that run pretty well, and hopefully we have opportunities where we can put some guys in motion and hopefully swipe a bag or two.
Does that include kind of like hit and runs as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely does.
Coach Jones, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck today.
Thanks a lot, man.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Back on AM 800 and regional radio, I should say, as we are on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJFF for this matchup between rival colleges Mineral Area and Jefferson College. Mineral Area enters play at 16-19. Meanwhile, Jefferson College enters at 25-12, and we are just about ready for first pitch as Jeremy Redding is out there on the mound for the Mineral Area Cardinals baseball team on the year. He's a tall right-hander. He's appeared in 8 games. He started in 6. He's got a record of 4-3 over 40 innings thrown. He has struck out 23 batters, and he has a 4.91 ERA as we are just about ready to get started here as Keith Grischheimer is in the box in the first pitch on the way. A breaking ball misses up high for a ball 1-0 as we get started here at Hal Lowry Field. Beautiful day outside for some baseball. Nice crowd at hand as Redding set and his 1-0 pitch on the way. This time a fastball misses up and in. 2-0 the count, so he quickly falls behind. Coach Jones talking to him prior to the game said Redding, most important part of his game is to get ahead in the count. And he rebounds there as he throws a strike. Count will go to 2-1 the count. 3 pitches thrown so far. Count is 2-1 against Grischheimer. On the year, Padilla goes from the windup and wears his pants up high so you can see the stirrup socks. The right-hander set in his 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, and that's a strike on the inside corner. A nice pitch there to rebound, so count goes to 2-2 to Grischheimer. So Redding did a nice job to bounce back after falling behind 2-0. He's going to look to get the punch out right here. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Fastball swung on and slapped into right field. And that's going to get down for a base hit. Routing first, a hard turn. He's going to head for second. And the throw up to second base, sliding head first. There's a tag on the play, and he is out in right field. A terrific throw from Hayden Strobel to get Creith Grischheimer. He tried to extend a single into a double, and he couldn't quite do it. So Mineral Area with a little bit of a spark to get this one started. As an aggressive play from Grischheimer does not work out. One out on the field. Like, once again, a beautiful throw from Strobel. He had to go all the way to the line, but he did a good job kind of doing the banana route as he came around it and put his body into that throw to second base. Redding is set, and his first pitch on the way is a ground ball, and that's through the left side for a base hit. So Carter Hanford is aboard with a single quickly after one pitch as he shoots it in between the shortstop Fox and the third baseman, Stockley, on that play. So one out and a runner on first base in Carter Hanford, and that's going to bring up Dalton Horsemeyer as Redding is working right now as he's going to have to go into the stretch. from the stretch. Checks his runner, and the first pitch on the way is a breaking ball that misses down low for a ball to Horstmeyer. Horstmeyer playing left field today. Wears the number of 14, and he is a right-handed hitter himself. So righty-on-righty matchup. All three hitters for Jefferson College have been right-handers so far. Redding is set. His pitch on the way is a fastball, and that's fouled straight back in out of play. Dimensions for the field, 330 down the left field line, 375 in the left center field gap. That's 380 to dead center, 345 to right center, and a short 300 down the right field line. Wind blown a little bit in from the left field. Redding is set now. Taking his lead at first is Hanford. And the pitch on the way. Swung on, and that's bounced foul. 1-2, the count will go to. On Horstmeyer. Four strikes to two balls so far for Redding. Dalton Horstmeyer on the season hitting .396, gets on base .417, and he has himself 34 RBIs with two home runs on the season. His 34 RBIs is third on the ball club. Redding is set. It's 1-2 pitch on the way as he holds it, takes a long look into the hitter's eyes. And there's the timeout called by Horstmeyer. That was a long stretch there from Redding. Horstmeyer's going to step out of the box and collect himself. Look down at the third base coach as he puts the signs out and ready. Pants down low for Horstmeyer, right-handed hitter. A lot of gap power in the gaps. Redding comes set, and his pitch on the way is a breaking ball. Just gets a piece of it by Horstmeyer, and a nice pitch by Redding. And the count will remain at 1-2. There's one out in the inning on a terrific throw by Hayden Strobel, if you're just joining us, to nab Keith Grischheimer, who is trying to extend a single into a double down the right field line on an opposite field base hit. But Strobel came up firing and threw a one-hop strike for the out. But then Carter Hanford singled to the left side on the first pitch, and that's where we stand now. 1-2 pitch coming to Dalton Horstmeyer from Redding, and that misses down low. And a nice block, but it gets away from the catcher, Logan Max, and that is going to be an advancement there as Carter Hanford moves up to second base. So one out now, and Hanford on out there at second base. As the count goes to 2-2, runner now in scoring position as Jeffco is threatening early on. Logan Max had it at first, but it kicked away as he tried to get it that second time through. So count 2-2, runner on second base now as he moved up into scoring position. Redding is set, his 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, and that's hit to deep left field. Going back on the ball is Erhan, and he is there to make the catch near the warning track. Tagging at second base and coasting into third base is Hanford. So putting a drive on that one was Horstmeyer, but just enough room out there for Erhan in front of the fence, about in left center field near the pole. And that is going to be the second out of the inning, but a runner does get to third base. Carter Hanford moves up. And that'll bring up Matt Brown. So Matt Brown's going to have an opportunity here to drive in the first run. He plays a first base for Jefferson College. And he's hitting .388 on the season with the team leading 9 home runs. And he has 35 RBIs on the season, looking to pick up number 36. The first pitch to him is a breaking ball that misses up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Matt Brown definitely provides the pop for the Jefferson College Vikings. He also hits from the right side. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a changeup there. 1-1 the count goes to. Two outs in the inning. Carter Hanford standing at third base. Matt Brown at the dish looking to pick up that first run of the ball game here in the top half of inning number one. Redding comes set. Still pitching from the stretch. His pitch on the way. Breaking ball. That misses down low, but a nice job down there to corral it by Logan Bax. Two and one, the count. Runner on third base in the inning. Coming from the stretch is Redding, and his pitch on the way, and that one misses down low, and it gets behind Bax, and here comes Hanford, and he is going to score. So the first run of the game ends up scoring as he advances on two pass balls in this inning. He goes from first to second on a pass ball, and then a sacrifice fly to left field by Horstmeyer, and then that time a pass ball while Brown was in the dish gets away from Bax. And that is going to set up the first run for Jefferson College. So it's 1-0. Probably going to rule that one
a wild pitch as that one bounced far in front of the plate. Didn't give backs much of a chance. The 3-1 pitch on the way to Brown is a fastball. That misses up high for ball four, so Brown will take his base. Brown does a terrific job as he is. That's his 28th walk on the season. That is second on the team, so not only does he have himself a high batting average, but he does a terrific job at the plate watching his eye as well. That's going to bring up Matt Scheibel. He plays right field today, and he comes into the game hitting a 297. And the first pitch to him misses down low for a ball, 1-0. The count, runner on first base. So Redding in a little bit of trouble. He's ran into a little bit of trouble, I should say, to start this ball game. He comes set. Doesn't really check his runner over at first base. Doesn't seem concerned. Focus on the out. Blows a fastball by him. Swung on and missed by Scheibel as he can't catch up to that one. Scheibel has 8 home runs on the air, 41 RBIs, and those 41 RBIs leads the team. He does strike out fairly often, though, as he strikes out 35% of the time. 35% of the time, that's not true. He strikes out. He has 35 strikeouts. He does not strike out 31% of the time. So Jeremy Redding trying to get out of the jam and limit the damage to just one run. 2-1 the count. There's 2 outs in the inning. And that pitch on the way is a fastball, and that's kind of blooped out into right field. Second baseman going back on the ball, and he's going to be there to make the catch. Out there is Ryan Bouse. So Redding with a little bit of damage, but gets out of the inning, giving up just that one run. There's 2 hits in the inning, 1 walk, 1 man is stranded, and we head to the bottom half of inning number 1 with Jefferson College leading 1-0 here on Regional Radio.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Back on Regional Radio, where Jefferson College scores 1 in the top half of the first inning for the Jefferson College Vikings. Could have been much worse, though, but Jeremy Redding did a nice job getting out of the inning with a little help from his defense as well. On the mound for Jefferson College is going to be Alex Padilla. That's the task that Mineral Area will have to go against. Alex Padilla throws a fastball, changeup, and a curveball, and he's got fastball that can reach about 90, 91 miles an hour tops. He has good stuff. He pitches to contact for the most part, lets his defense kind of do a lot of the work. And he enters play, Alex Padilla does, with a 5.62 ERA on the season. He has 33 strikeouts over 41 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's given up 44 hits in a win-loss record of 5-3. Stepping up to the dish to lead off for the Mineral Area College Cardinals is Chase Erhan. Erhan hitting from the left side of the plate, and he's playing left field today. So the first left-handed hitter we'll see from any side is quickly leading off for Mineral Area. Padilla on the mound, stands tall up there. Erhan with the pants down low, batting gloves, and a red bat. He's ready. The first pitch on the way, fastball, and that one at the knees, but misses just a little bit low as he was shooting for the knees. Ball one. So 1-0 the count to Chase Erhan. Second pitch on the way is a fastball. That time he does get it at the knees. 0-1 the count to Erhan. Chase Erhan enters play hitting 307. The 1-1 pitch is another fastball, and Erhan slaps that one off to the left side and out of play, foul. Count goes to 1-2 as Padilla does a nice job getting ahead early in the count. And his 1-2 pitch on the way, this time a breaking ball, and that's tapped out to the shortstop. Up with it is Greshmeyer, tosses across the diamond, but it's a low throw. Beautiful pick out there by Matt Brown, and that's going to get Erhan for out number one, so a nice pick from Matt Brown at first base to retire Erhan, 1 out in the inning on that 6-3 put out. And that'll bring up Tim Fox. Tim Fox bats from the right side of the plate this time, and he's your shortstop for the Cardinals. Fox enters play, hitting 326. The first pitch on the way, fastball, and that one misses down and in. 1-0 the count to Fox. Fox hits 326, has a 436 on base percentage. He's just struck out only 7 times in his 46 at-bats, and he has 1 home run and 9 RBIs. Second pitch of the at-bat is a fastball. That misses off the plate. Count goes to 2-0 the count. So after getting ahead of the first hitter, Nurhan, falling behind here, the 2-0 pitch on the way, and that's a ground ball tapped out to the third baseman, up with the ball, fielding it cleanly, tossing across the diamond, and in time to retire Fox is Carter Hanford to Matt Brown there. So 2 outs in the inning quickly on just 6 pitches for Padilla. So Padilla has done a terrific job pitching to contact. That is something Coach Evers talked about. He says that he really doesn't, he really is efficient with his pitches, is what I should say. And now up is Ryan Bouse. Bouse got the last out, catching that pop-up in the top half of the inning. And his pitch, or the first pitch to him, is a fastball that misses inside for a ball. Bouse comes in hitting .436 on the year for Mac. A terrific batting average that leads the team in a .452 on-base percentage. Second pitch, a fastball at the knees for a strike. Count goes to 1-1. So Bouse also has a home run and 38 RBIs. Also good for the team lead. The 1-1 pitch, and that one's fouled straight back. 1-2 the count to Ryan Bouse. He wears number 1, bats from the right side of the plate, and he also wears batting gloves with the pants down low. You never really know. You know, a nice little mix between the pants low and the pants up high these days, and you got to dig the stirrup socks. The pitch on the way, and that's a ground ball weakly hit out to the shortstop, Greshiber. He tosses across the diamond, and that is in time for a quick 1-2-3 inning for Alex Padilla and the Jefferson College Vikings. So we're going to go to the top half of inning number 2 with Jeffco leading 1-0 with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on regional radio.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back on regional radio, where the Jefferson College Vikings hold a 1-0 lead here in the top half of inning number 2 over the Mineral Area College Cardinals. They scored their run with a little bit of small ball in the first inning. Carter Hanford got a single hitting second. He was able to advance to second on a wild pitch, and then he advanced to third base on a sacrifice fly from Dalton Horsemeyer, and then he scored on a pass ball when Matt Brown was at the dish. And this is going to bring up Nick Miller. He'll lead off the top half of inning number 2 for Jeffco. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike from Redding as he gets ahead early to start this one. Nick Miller bats from the left side. He's a freshman, hits 323. Second pitch of the at bat. That one misses off the plate away. 1-1 the count. Nick Miller, 323, 451 on base percentage. He's got himself 2 home runs and 16 RBIs on the season as he watches that one up high for ball 2. Nick Miller with a solid eye. He has 14 walks in his 65 at bats. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one misses off the plate 3-1. So after getting ahead with a first pitch strike, Redding has fallen behind here in the top half of inning number 2 to Miller. 3-1 pitch on the way. That's a fastball, misses up high for ball 4. So a leadoff walk for Miller to start this one. And once again, Jefferson College will have a man on base with nobody else to start an inning. That's going to bring up Jose Rolan at the dish. He's the catcher today. He's batting from the left side of the plate. And that's where Nick Miller also was a left-handed hitter. The first two lefties for Jeffco. Malone is set and is running. That ball is down low, gets away, and once again is going to be an advancement for the base runner as Miller moves up to second base on a wild pitch. So Redding struggling a little bit with that control here early on as he's making backs work behind the dish. Not something you want to do as a starting pitcher. You want to try to make it as easy as you can on your catcher, and particularly trying to limit those base runners from getting easy advancements. The 1-0 pitch on the way is a fastball that's right down Broadway for a strike, 1-1 the count. To Rolone, the catcher. He enters play on the season, hitting a 256, 360 on base percentage clip. Pitch on the way is that one is a heavy hack, but that one's fouled off and out of play. So the count will go to 1-2. Big swing there from the catcher. He's a freshman. 256 hitter, 360 on base, as previously mentioned. He does have a home run and 8 RBIs on the season. Out on second base is Nick Miller. He's looking to pick up RBI number 9 right here is Rolone. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball, and that's ripped deep into right field, but it's going to be right at the right fielder, Strobel, who makes the catch. No tag by Miller as he quickly gets it in. And so one away is retired. Nice job by Redding to bounce back there and get the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Andres Negron at the dish. He's the center fielder. Center fielder for Jeffco. Good speed out of the right-hand batter's box. He's got those white batting gloves. The first pitch on the way. Breaking ball, and that one misses up high. 1-0 the count from Redding. Redding threw 14 pitches in that first inning. He's got 5 strikes and 4 balls so far in this inning. The 1-0 pitch on the way. The fastball, that misses down low. 2-0 the count to Negron. So he's got himself ahead early in the count. Batting from that right side of the plate. Redding comes set, checks his runner at second base. The pitch on the way, swung on, and a fly ball out to right center field. Running after it is Haggerty, calling for it, makes the catch, and fires that one in for out number 2. So 2 flyouts after the leadoff walk, and now there's 2 outs in the inning. So nice job from Redding to bounce back. That's going to bring up the number 9 hitter, Connor Warlaw. He's the right fielder. And Redding is set, checks his runner Miller out at second base, who's aboard with the leadoff walk. Breaking ball, that misses out into the left-hander's batter's box for a ball 1-0. Orlai is a right-handed hitter. Where's the number 9? Set. Redding in the right-hander's pitch on the way, swung on, and that's hammered down the left field line, but that's going to get out of play and foul. Count will go to 1-1. As Redding picks up a strike on that one. 1-1 the count. 2 outs in the inning. 1-0 Jeffco. After they scored in the first inning on a wild pitch. After a sacrifice fly got the runner to third. Breaking ball, and that one tapped and fouled straight back and out of play. Right over my head. Sitting behind on the right side of the plate. Nice crowd here behind home plate and to the left. Especially between the two area schools with Jefferson College and Mineral Area going at it. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball gets through on the left side. Diving, that's going to get in the left field for a base hit. Erhan's up with the ball, rounding third and heading home to score easily is Nick Miller. And diving into second base for an RBI double is Connor Warlaw. So a terrific at-bat there as he slaps that one just down the left field line out of the reach of the diving Stockley at third. And he has himself an RBI double. And it's a 2-0 Jefferson College lead. So a nice piece of hitting there for Wardlaw. That's going to bring up the first hitter, the leadoff guy, Keith Grisheimer. He singled to right, and there goes the runner into third base, and he's going to make it easily. Standing up, no throw to third base, so a huge jump from Wardlaw, and he's got himself a stolen base. And now with 2 outs, the runner is on 90 feet away from scoring, and that'll be the third run of the game as it's a 2-0 Jeffco lead. Here's the 1-0 pitch on the way, breaking ball, and that's a strike at the belt, 1-1 the count. So Jeffco doing a good job of running the bases as they've gotten advancements on wild pitches, sacrifice flies, and now a stolen base, and that's a ground ball. Up with the ball cleanly as the third baseman Stockley fires across the diamond to Grant Dix, and that is in time to get the hustling Grisheimer. But the Jefferson College picks up a 1 run on a couple of hits, and they leave one man at third base. We enter the bottom half of inning number 2, Jeffco leads over Mac 2-0 on regional radio.
Mow your yard faster than before. Mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow.
Who's Mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom vroom mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of the mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Back on regional radio, where the Jefferson College Vikings hold a 2-0 lead over Mineral Area College. These two teams met on a Thursday afternoon in a rain, kind of miserable driven game, according to Coach Evers, he would say. But Jefferson College did come away victorious with two wins. Mac looking to bounce back, and they're going to have to come back here early on in this one as they trail 2-0 in the bottom half of inning number two. Leading off in the inning is Josh Haggerty, the number four hole hitter, and he is also the center fielder for Mineral Area, and he bats from the left side of the plate, does not wear batting gloves, with an open stance. And the first pitch from Padilla is a fastball in the outside corner, and that's a strike. 0-1 the count to Haggerty. And the 0-1 pitch is another fastball. That's tapped right over the head of the pitcher fielding it as the second baseman bobbles it now. Can't come up with the baseball is the second baseman Nengron, and that's going to be a base hit for Josh Haggerty, as that was a tough play from the second baseman as he tried to hustle, come up with it, and get a quick transfer from it, but couldn't quite come up with it. So Haggerty is aboard for Mineral Area to lead off the ball game, their first base runner of the game. That's going to bring up Grant Dix. Grant Dix is a sophomore, hitting 295, gets on base at a 380 clip, his 16 RBIs on the season. First pitch is a hit and run, it looks like. Running is the second, and he's going to get in there safely, sliding feet first is Josh Haggerty, but it looked like a hit and run as Dix swung and missed on a pitch that was well off of the plate. But either way, it works out for Mineral Area as they get the stolen base and now a runner in scoring position with nobody out to start the bottom half of inning number two. 0-1 the count to Dix. 0-1 pitch on the way from Padilla. A fastball right at the letters, swung on and missed. Not going to be tough to swing at that ball and hit that 90 mile an hour at the letters up high. So quickly 0-2 the count. Padilla gets ahead as he checks his runner at second base. Is 0-2 offering on the way to Dix. Is a fastball, and that misses down low for a ball. 1-2 the count runs. Dix is your first baseman today. Had a nice dig earlier. Peering in for the sign, a long look from Padilla. Checking his runner at second, his 1-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss on a nasty curveball. No chance there from Grant Dix for strike three. So swing and a miss and a quick one out with a runner on second base. Big strikeout there as it prevented any runner advancement. One out in the inning, and that's going to bring up Logan Banks, the catcher. He's going to look to do the job. He's got an open stance from the left side of the batter's box. Wears his batting gloves, pants down. First pitch on the way. Fastball slapped into left field, and that is going to sit. Did he make the catch? Let's see. And the umpire rules an out, so a terrific sliding catch out in left field by Dalton. And no, they're going to call it a hit now, actually. So a base hit, could not come up with the baseball, was Horsemeyer. So that's going to be a base hit. And so Grant Dix is aboard, or Logan Banks is aboard, I should say. And so runners on first and second now with just one out. So Mineral Area College comes up with a little bit of a rally here. That was a tough play. It almost looked like he caught it at first. He was a little bit obstructed with the chain-linked fence, but the umpire did not rule it a catch. And now Mineral Area is going with Hayden Strobel at the dish, and a fastball misses off the plate for a ball. 1-0 the count. Strobel, your right fielder, bats from the right side of the dish. He's got no batting gloves. Padilla in kind of his first jam of the afternoon here in the bottom half of inning number two. Couple of hits. First pitch, or second pitch in the at-bat, swing and a miss once again at a high fastball. 1-1 the count to Strobel. Strobel on the season is hitting 311, 448 on base clip. He's a sophomore, kind of plays all over the place. He's got 9 RBIs on the season. He's going to look to get his 10th RBI and make this a one-run game. The pitch on the way, fastball, and that's fouled off to the right side. Count goes to 1-2 the count. Where's that shin protector on that left front leg? Padilla trying to work ahead. He's done a terrific job this inning. Limited his balls attempt. You got runners on first and second. Infield single from Josh Haggerty to lead off the inning. And then a strikeout by Grant Dix. And then a line drive single to left field by Logan Banks. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt. Count goes to 2-2. Good discipline there from Strobel to not chase that one on the outside part of the plate. Where's number 11? It was a terrific diving effort out there by Dalton Horsemeyer. But it was a base hit for Logan Banks, and Mineral Area's got something cooking here. They can try to get a base hit, scores one run at the very least. You want to move those runners up 90 feet. The 2-2 pitch on the way, breaking ball, and that's going to skip away from the catcher, and runners are going to move up that way. So the wild pitch is going to put runners on second and third, and now without wasting an out or anything, you have an opportunity here to get a base hit, and that's going to score 2 runs versus 1 as that ball got on by Rolon back there. So Padilla with the wild pitch. His counterpart, Redding, has thrown a few wild pitches. And that's the third time that runners have advanced. First time for Mineral Area. They've been on the beneficiary side of it. So Padilla, count is full. 1 out in the inning. Runners on second and third. Your runners out there are Haggerty and back. Strobel with the full count. Padilla is his 3-2 offering on the way. Fastball, that's ripped to the third baseman. And that's going to get into left field for a base hit. Skips away. Scoring is Haggerty. And holding at third base is back. So that is a hard hit single for Hayden Strobel. Kind of looked like the third baseman Hanford had it for a second, but then it kind of skipped off of his glove and over towards left field behind the shortstop. And as it was down the left field line is a backhanded attempt by Hanford. So Mineral Area is aboard, and it's a 2-1 ball game here in the bottom half of inning number 2. And there's just 1 out in the inning with runners on first and third. That's going to bring up Colton Stockley at the dish. He's your third baseman. He's a right-handed hitter. 1 out in the inning. Runners on first and third. Fly ball ties the game if he hits it deep enough. Padilla is set in the first pitch offering fastball. That misses off the plate away. 1-0 the count. 2-1. Jeffco leads. They've scored 1 run in each inning so far. Mack has 1 in this inning with runners on first and third and just 1 out. Stockley at the dish. The fastball, that misses up high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Stockley is a freshman on the year, and he's hitting 291, gets on base at a 371 clip. He does have a home run and 7 RBIs and 55 at-bats. The 2-0 offering on the way. Fastball, and that's slapped into right field, and that's going to get the job done for a base hit. Coming in to score is Logan Bax, and we are all knotted up at 2-2 on an RBI single from Colin Stockley. Scoring Logan Bax, runner still on first and second now with just 1 out in the inning. So a little bit of life here for Mineral Area. Now at the dish, the 9-hitter Trevor Lewis. He's DHing today. And Trevor Lewis is a freshman himself, 244 batting average. He's got a home run and 7 RBIs on the season. So a few base hits here for Mineral Area, and they have life in this inning. 2-2 game now. Runners on first and second. The first pitch, breaking ball, misses down low for a ball to Trevor Lewis. 1-0 the count. Your runners are Hayden Strobel out at second and Colin Stockley. Checking his runners. And the 1-0 pitch on the way is a fastball, and that's a flaring single up the center field. That's going to drop for a base hit, but it was a little hung in the air for a little too long, so the runners will stay put. Station to station baseball for Mineral Area, and the bases are loaded with 1 out as they've got 3 consecutive hits in a row. That's going to bring up the top of the lineup. Chase Erhan is at the dish now here in the second inning. Logan Bax has scored. Josh Haggerty has scored as well. 2-2 is the pitching coach out to the mound for Jefferson College, calling out a meeting of the minds, and they're talking out there trying to calm his pitcher down after a little bit of a rally here for Jefferson College. It's Mineral Area down 2-0, but they've got a little bit of life here as they've tied it 2-2. Bases are loaded, top of the lineup coming up. Big opportunity here for Mack to take an early lead here in the second inning. Erhan, his first time up, grounded to the shortstop. The left-handed hitter can move out of the batter's box, plays left field. And now he's up with the bases loaded. Erhan is a guy you want at the dish. Hits 307. He's driven in 25 runs on the season. He's got an opportunity to add to that total right here by as much as four. First pitch on the way, swing and a heavy hack. He wanted all four of those runs with that swing, but he fouls it straight back. 0-1 the count to Erhan. Heavy, heavy swing from the left-hander. Wanted to put that one out into the short porch. He does have four home runs on the season. That leads the team in the leadoff spot. Beg your pardon. As catcher Brolin goes out to the mound. Bases loaded once again. Two runs already in for Mineral Area. Gotten four consecutive base hits in the inning. One out only, and that came on the strikeout to Grant Dix. He was the second hitter, the five-hole hitter overall. We're now at the top of the order as the bottom of the lineup has really put together some good at-bats for Mineral Area. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That one, a breaking ball, misses down low for a ball. 1-1, the count moves. Trevor Lewis is on first base. Stockley on at second. Aiden Strobel on at third. He had an RBI single, as did Colin Stockley. Pitch on the way. That one misses down low for a ball. So 2-1 the count. No room to put Erhan on the bases. So Padilla has to come with a strike here. Erhan in a favorable count. 2-1. Bases loaded. Pitch on the way. Fastball up high. Bouncer fielded cleanly by Brown. He's going to go to the back, though, and get the easy out there. Plays it safe in Mineral Area. Has taken the lead 3-2 on a ground ball out by Chase Erhan. So he does just enough to get that run in. And the Cardinals have taken an early lead, 3-2 here in the bottom half of inning number two. Two outs in the inning now. Runners on second and third. Tim Fox is at the dish. He grounded to the third baseman his last time up. Coming around to score that run was Strobel. Padilla is now going to go from the windup, I should say, in his first pitch. Is a ground ball hit out to the shortstop. Fielded cleanly by Grishaber. Throws across the diamond. Wide throw. Did he get the tag? Terrific job at first base by Matt Brown to get the swiping tag to get the speedy Fox there. And that is going to retire the side. So the Cardinals strand two. But they score three runs to take a 3-2 lead here as we head to the top half of inning number three on regional radio.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Back on regional radio, where the MAC Cardinals have taken a 3-2 lead over the Jeffco Vikings in the bottom half of inning number two. Jeffco scored two runs in both innings, the first and second, but MAC was able to put a rally together and take a 3-2 lead. Jeremy Redding is looking to protect that lead for Mineral Area. Back on the mound for his third inning of work. Redding so far giving up those two runs. A couple, and both of them are earned. No strikeouts on the day for Redding. His first pitch on the way, breaking ball. That one misses just off of the plate for ball one. 1-0 the count to Carter Hanford. Hanford singled his last time up in the first inning, and he came around to score. Watches that one for a strike at the knees. 1-1 the count. Hanford, he singled through the left side in between short and third on the first pitch he saw of the game. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one skips across home plate for a ball. 2-1 the count moves. Redding tall on the mound. Big kid. The 2-1 offering on the way, swung on, and that's ripped right at Redding, and it's off of his glove and skips into center field. I'm sure a moment of panic there for Redding. That's always scary to get a line drive right at your face, but he almost did a terrific job to nab that one, but it was right off of his glove. And that's a leadoff single for Carter Hanford, so he is 2-for-2 on the evening, or I should say the afternoon. This beautiful find, a sunny Saturday afternoon, temperature sitting at about 53 degrees in the low 50s, mid-50s, wind coming in towards right field. Dalton Horsemeyer at the dish, flew out to the warning track in left field his last time up. This time he watches the first pitch strike. Oh, won the count. Runner out at first base is Carter Hanford. Hanford advanced to second on a wild pitch and then got the sack fly from Horsemeyer to get to third, and then he scored on the wild pitch to Matt Brown. Pitch on the way, and there he goes. The throw down to second base, and it's well in time, but can't handle the baseball. Now into center field, and Hanford's going to have himself all the way to second and third. So he gets the stolen base and then advances on the error on the throw. And so now Jeffco is 90 feet away from tying this game up quickly with nobody out and their number three hole hitter at the dish. Hanford played terrific so far as he has a stolen base. He's caused some havoc on the bases. And he's looking to score his second run of the game, and Horsemeyer's looking to get his first RBI of the game. And that's flied out into deep right center field, going back on the ball, going, and that one is off of the fence for an extra base hit and an RBI double. So Jeffco has knotted this one up at 3-3. Coming in to score is Hanford, and Dalton Horsemeyer flew out to the track and left this time. This time he finds a gap and puts it off the fence for an RBI double. We're all even at three here in the top half of inning at number three. So lots of offensive action as we get started in this game. Still just in the third inning. So an RBI double from Horsemeyer. Now Matt Brown is at the dish. Redding from the stretch. His first pitch on the way to the right-handed hitter. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. No chance there for Matt Brown as he was fooled badly on that one. 0-1 the count. Right-handed hitter Matt Brown. Where's the number 18? Trying to knock in and give Jeffco the lead back here in the top half of inning number three. The pitch on the way. Another breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Waving at it. Doubles up on him for strike two. 0-2 the count to Matt Brown. Brown looking to knock in that run. Horsemeyer. Give Jeffco the lead. 0-2 here in the top half of inning number three. Pitch on the way. Another breaking ball. And that's grounded. And that is going to be fielded cleanly on the backhand toss across the diamond. That's a tough throw, and it's going to be not in time as the shortstop, Tim Fox, made a nice job just to get there. But it was a long throw, and he could not throw out the hustling Brown. So Brown is aboard at first with a single. No advancement on the runner, though. We'll have runners on first and second. Still nobody out. Matt Scheibel is at the dish. He popped out to the second baseman. His first time up to end the first inning. And he's going to look here to drive in some runs. He has 41 RBIs on the season. The team leader, and that ball hits him. And so he's not going to get an opportunity, but instead he's going to load the bases for Nick Miller. And Nick Miller had himself a walk his last time up, walked on five pitches after saying strike one. And now he's going to have an opportunity to drive in some runs with the bases packed, and that might be it for Jeremy Redding. As here comes Coach Jones out of the dugout. As Redding has struggled location-wise, and that is going to be just enough for him as he's going to head out of the ballgame, and we are going to take ourselves a timeout here on Regional Radio with the pitching change. Jeffco with the bases loaded here in the top half of inning number three. Nobody out. Nick Miller at the dish. We'll pause for a 30-second break here on Regional Radio.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Back on regional radio, where Mac has made a pitching change, and it's going to be Jacob Trammell, the sophomore, and he's going to be faced with a large task. Bases are loaded for Jeffco. Nobody out here in the top half of inning number three. We have ourselves a tie ball game, all knotted up at three. Trammell enters the game. He's thrown 9 innings so far on the season. He is 1-1. He started 1 game. He's appeared in 5, giving up 21 hits in those 9 innings, 16 runs, 14 of those earned. And that brings his ERA at 14 even. Nick Miller is at the dish. Bases loaded, full of Vikings. First pitch on the way, and that's slapped down the left field line, but foul and out of play. Scheibel was hit by a pitch. He's on at first base. Matt Brown singled, and Horsemeyer had an RBI double. And those are your runners at first, second, and third, respectively. The 0-1 pitch on the way, swung on, and that's a ground ball. Diving through the right side for a base hit. One run is going to score, and holding at third base is going to be the runner, Brown. And so 4-3 now. Jeffco leads it over Mineral Area on the RBI single from Nick Miller. So Nick Miller is having himself a nice day. He's got a walk, and now an RBI single to his credit. Bases still loaded. As Horsemeyer comes around to score, 2 runs now in the inning, 4-3 Jeffco lead. Matt Brown is on at third base, Scheibel on at second, Nick Miller on at first after the single. That is going to bring up the catcher, Jose Rolon. He flew out to right field his last time up, still nobody out in the inning. First pitch on the way, and that is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Good pitch there from Trammell. Trammell is a right-hander, wears the Sox high. Pitch on the way, 0-1 offering, breaking ball. That misses off the plate for a ball, 1-1 the count. Here to the number 7 hitter, the catcher. Jeffco, full of Vikings. The pitch on the way, fastball in the outside corner, 1-2 the count. So nice job here from Trammell to get ahead, 1-2. To Rolon, he has 8 RBIs on the season, hitting .256. Flew out to right, as I said, his last time up. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one misses up high for a ball, 2-2 the count. Bases full of Vikings. Big opportunity here early on. Mineral Area did a nice job at taking advantage in their half of the inning, in the bottom half of inning number 2. Jeffco looking to return the favor. Fastball, that's swung on and fouled straight back. 2-2 the count remains. They lead it 4-3. They won both games on Thursday. With 2 wins today, they would sweep Mac in this series of rivals. The pitch on the way with the bases full of Vikings, and that's fouled down the left field line and out of play. Count remains at 2-2. Waiting in the on-deck circle is Andres Negron, his last time up. He flew out to center field. 2-2 count now. Pitch on the way with the bases loaded, swung on, and that's flown out to center field. Runner at third base getting set to tag. Up, making the catch out there is Haggerty. Here comes his throw. It's going to go to third base. And not in time, so all runners advance there. As coming in to score is Matt Brown. And going to third base is Matt Scheibel. And staying at first is Nick Miller. So runners on first and third now, 5-3. Jeffco lead on that sacrifice fly to center field by Jose Rolon. So he does his job. Picks up his 9th RBI on the season. That's going to bring up Andres Negron, the second baseman. Runners on first and third, 1 out in the inning. 5-3 lead, 3 runs in this inning. First pitch on the way, fastball swung on a miss up above his shoulders. 0-1 the count. Wearing number 34 out there is the pitcher Trammell. Big opportunity here for Jeffco. Still only 1 out in the inning, even after the sacrifice fly. Runners out on first and third. Scheibel is on at third base. That's a strike at the belt on a breaking ball. Oh, and to the count. Trammell would love a ground ball. He can get work himself out with a double play. The pitch on the way, 1-2 offering, breaking ball, and that's a line drive just over the head of the jumping second baseman. Bounce into right center field for a base hit, and that's going to be an RBI single. And going to third base on the play is Miller, and it's 6-3 now, Jeffco. So a terrific at-bat there by Negron as he slaps that one into right center field just over the jumping Ryan Bouse, and that's going to bring up Connor Wardlaw at the dish. So an RBI single for Negron there, scoring Scheibel. And Jeffco is starting to put this one away early. 6-3, 4 runs in the inning. Runners on first and third now. Number 9 hitter Wardlaw at the dish. He had an RBI double his last time up down the left field line. So he slapped it past the diving Stockley. 6-3, the first pitch from Trammell to Wardlaw. A bunt attempt down the third baseline. Foul. Didn't look like it was a squeeze attempt as the runner was not running. May have been on contact or maybe just bunting for a base hit. There was Wardlaw. Either way, count goes to 0-1 as it was bunted foul. One out in the inning. Runners on first and third. Negron just got an RBI single into right center field. Nick Miller had an RBI base hit. He's on at third base. Malone got a sacrifice fly a couple of batters ago. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Timeout called by Wardlaw. So it's going to negate that pitch. And we'll have to wait 15, 20 seconds to find out what it is going to be. Four runs in this inning. Jeffco has scored every inning so far. One in the first, one in the second, now four in the third in counting. That's a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Count goes to 0-2 to Wardlaw. So he's down in a hole. Trammell needs a strikeout at the very least, an out to try to avoid that run scoring. A double play on a ground would be helpful for Mack. Jeffco looking to push this lead to four runs. They've already got four in this inning. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. And that's going to help Trammell out, no doubt about it. Two outs now in the inning. 6-3, and that's going to bring up the leadoff hitter, Keith Grishammer. And he singled his first time up. And his last time up, though, he grounded to the third baseman, batting from the right side, Stirrup Sox. Trying to knock in some runs here, push that Jeffco lead. Runners on first and third. Pitch on the way, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block down there by Bax to keep it from going to the backstop. One run has already scored earlier in the game on a pass ball. Two outs in the inning. Comes set. His 1-0 pitch on the way, and that's a ground ball tapped foul down the third base line. Count moves to 1-1. First and third on the corners. Still waiting on the final line from Redding with that runner on third still responsible. One more pitch on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt. Swung on and missed. Nice pitch there as that breaking ball has been working well for Trammell the last couple of hitters. Count goes to 1-2, and he is a strike away from finally getting out of this long inning for Mack. Jeffco looking to continue it even longer with a base hit here to extend that lead to 7-3. A four-run cushion would be nice going into the bottom half of inning number three. That 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, that misses off the plate for a ball. 2-2 the count. Good pitch. Just could not quite locate it. They have batted around this inning. Grishammer is the ninth batter. Hanford is in the on-deck circle. The pitch swung on, and that's a ground ball. Foul down the third baseline. Almost got it over the bag. Would have been extra bases, but could not quite keep it fair. Count will remain at 2-2 in the inning. Big opportunity here for Jeffco to push them across. Scored four runs this inning already, and they've strung together six base hits. That one's down low. The runner is going to go from first to second. On a steal attempt, there's going to be no throw as Mack just focused on getting this last out of the inning as Negron advances to second base for the stolen base. On at third base is Nick Miller. He had an RBI single. The pitch on the way, and that's a breaking ball, and there it goes through the legs of the catcher backs, and that is going to score a run as Miller comes in to score, and it's 7-3. Jeffco's second run of the game for Jefferson College on a wild pitch. And now Mineral Area trails by four runs, and Jeffco starting to take advantage here with a five-run third inning. 7-3, two outs in the inning. Their leadoff man at the plate. Count is 2-2. As the catcher backs goes out to talk to Redding, try to calm himself down after the wild pitch. That's something that's been a big problem for the Cardinals so far. It's the fourth time in total that runners have advanced on a wild pitch. Jefferson College taking advantage on the base pass, no doubt about that. Chris Carter Hanford, now the hitter. After the walk to Grishammer, the first pitch to him is a fastball that skips in the dirt down low. And there's the throw down to second base. And they get Grishammer safe at second base. The runner does not advance to third as it looked like the throw beat him easily. But it looked like it was a bad throw in the attempt.
to tag as he missed the tag. Terrific job there by Grishiber to kind of slide around that tag and to get a stolen base. And now a base hit is going to push this lead to six. If Hanford can do it, and Hanford's been on fire. He scored two runs, and he's got two singles. Pitch on the way. That one misses down low for a ball. 2-0 the count to Hanford, so he's got himself in a terrific count here in the bottom half of inning number three. Top half of inning number three, I should say. Five runs are already in the inning. They've hit around, and that pitch is swung on and a fly ball out to deep left center field. Going back at the ball, at the track, at the wall, looking up, and that one's off the base of the fence, and that's going to score two runs. So the hot hitting continues for Carter Hanford as he has himself a two-run double to push this lead to 9-3 for the Jefferson College Vikings, as coming in to score is Negron, and also on the play is Keith Grishiber. So two runs score on a two-run double for Carter Hanford. He is 3-for-3 on the day. That's going to bring up the three-hole hitter, Dalton Horsemeyer, who's had two good swings as well. He has an RBI double himself as he watches a fastball miss down low for a ball. His first time up, flew out to left field on the warning track, and then he hit one off of the fence in right center field. His last time up for an RBI double, he's going to look to try to get his second RBI and make this a double-digit lead or double-digit runs for Jeffco. So he watches a breaking ball in the dirt. Nice job by Bax to stay in front of that one. Two-run double for Hanford. Horsemeyer in a good count, 2-0. Pitch on the way, swung on in a heavy swing as that one's fouled off the right side and out of play. Count will go to 2-1. Horsemeyer trying to get out of this jam is a desperate Jacob Trammell, as Mack has been a very long inning. Jeffco taking full advantage as they've hit around the order. Watches that one miss outside for a ball, 3-1 the count now as the fastball misses away. Horsheimer in a good count. Don't want to give him anything much to hit, but you kind of force yourself with a 3-1 count, two outs in the inning. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball, that one misses well up high for ball four. So Horsemeyer is aboard now with a walk. And that's going to bring up Matt Brown. Matt Brown singled and scored earlier this inning. That's going to bring out head coach Blake Jones, and that might be it for Trammell. We'll see, and that is going to be it for Trammell. So Trammell gets two outs in the inning, but that is going to be it for him. And so Mineral Area down 9-3 as Jeffco has batted around with seven runs in this third inning. We're going to take a 30-second timeout here on Regional Radio.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Back on Regional Radio, where Jefferson College is putting a hurt on the Mineral Area College Cardinals here in this half of the inning. Seven runs have come across. They have lead it 9-3 after trailing 3-2 in this inning. Mack has made their second pitching change of the inning as pitcher Blake White, a left-hander now. They're going to try to change things up and throw a left-hander out there. He's going to come in to pitch. He's a sophomore. He's appeared in five games, thrown seven innings, given up 11 hits, seven earned runs, and he struck out five, walked one. He's got an ERA of 9. He's looking to come in and just get one out here in the inning. As Mineral Area desperately trying to get that final out, Jeffco has done a terrific job. So far, Horsemeyer just walked. Runners are on at first and second here in the inning. Carter Hanford had a huge two-run double just a couple of batters ago. He is on fire today. He's 3-for-3, really seeing the ball well. He's got three hits, three hard hits as well. He almost looked like he was going to put that one out of the yard, but it hit off the base of the fence. Wind kind of caught it up in the air. Matt Brown is at the dish. Brown had a single his last time up, and he's going to look to try to add to his RBI total on the season. Matt Brown, one of the better hitters for Jefferson College, and that's saying something. Jefferson College, full of solid hitters on their lineup. He has 9 home runs
35 RBI, second on the team, hitting .388, the right-hander. So Brown really trying to put his team well ahead of Mac. Mac still within a little bit of shouting distance early on, down by just 6 runs. Anything more than that, though, might be a little insurmountable for this Mac team with the way Jefferson College has been throwing the ball. The left-hander set in his first pitch of the afternoon is a fastball that is on the inside part of the plate at the belt for a strike. 0-1 the count. So a nice pitch there from the left-hander, Blake White. The 0-1, runners out in first and second. He checks him. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball. That one misses down low for a ball. 1-1 the count now to Blake White. Or Blake White, I should say, threw it to Matt Brown. Brown singled his last time up. Looking to do a little bit more than that here. 1-1 on the way. Fastball swung on and a ground ball, and that's going to be a single into left field for a base hit. Rounding third and heading home is Hanford. Here comes the throw. It's going to go to third, and scoring is Hanford going into second base. On the throw to third base is Brown. Runners are on second and third on the RBI single from Matt Brown. He advances to second on the throw to third, and it's now the Jefferson College Vikings 10 and the Mineral Area Cardinals 3 with an 8-run top of the third for Jeffco. They scored one in the first, one in the second, and now 8 in the top half of inning number 3, and Matt Scheibel is at the dish. Now, and the first pitch to him is tapped down the third baseline, foul. 0-1, the count will go. Matt Scheibel was hit by a pitch his last time up. He came around to score in this inning. Horsemeyer out on in third, Brown at first. Scheibel the hitter. The left-hander's throw to him is a breaking ball, and he's hit for the second consecutive at-bat on a breaking ball at the knees. And he will trot over to first base. So now the bases are loaded once again for Jeffco, and that's going to bring up Nick Miller. Miller has scored 2 runs. He's had a few solid at-bats and an RBI base hit his last time up. Going to look to add to that RBI total here. With a base hit, lefty-on-lefty matchup here. The first pitch on the way. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike one, 0-1 the count to Nick Miller. Miller DHing today. Bases full of Vikings. 8 runs already in this half of the inning. 10-3 Jeffco. The 0-1 offering on the way. Swung on and a fly ball pop-up into shallow left field. Hustling in on the ball. Might be a no-man's land, but coming in to making the catch is Chase Erhan on a nice play to battle the wind. And that will finally retire the side for Mac. But Jeffco gets 8 runs in the inning. They strand 3, and they lead it 10-3 as we head to the bottom half of inning number 3 on Regional Radio.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back on regional radio, where the Jefferson College Vikings erupt for 8 runs in the top half of inning number 3 on 7 hits over the course of that half inning. Mineral Area has a lot of work to do as they try to get back into this game, down 10-3 here in the bottom half of inning number 3. Still a lot of time left for Mac, but a tall, tall task indeed to score 7 runs, down by 7 here early on. Alex Padilla still in the ball game. Gave up 3 runs that last inning. Leading off for Mineral Area, Ryan Ballas at the dish. And that's a fastball blown right by him for a strike. 0-1 the count. 2 Ballas. Second pitch of the at-bat, fastball. That misses just off the plate. Count will go to 1-1 to Bouse. Bouse grounded to the shortstop, his first time up. Pitch on the way, fastball swung on, and that's fouled straight back and out of play. Count goes to 1-2, so Padilla ahead in the count here. Padilla has one strikeout on the night, or the day, I should say. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Padilla. That's a fastball. Staying alive, though, is Bouse as he fouls that one straight back, the second baseman. Mineral Area enters play with on a six-game losing streak. Jeffco has won 8 of their last 10. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Good eye there by Bouse to lay off of that one. Count goes to 2-2. Coach Jones said the big thing they needed to do in this game was to hit. Said that their pitching had been pretty good at that point. And there's the fastball, and that's a foul ball down the right field line. Is it going to be playable? No, it's going to get out of play. And the count will remain at 2-2. But really, it was the bad pitching inning in that third inning for Mack that kind of let this one kind of get away. So now the bats are really, really going to have to get going if you're Mineral Area. Coach Jones, I'm sure, echoing that to his team. Down by 7 runs, 10 runs have been scored for the Vikings. The 2-2 pitch on the way, fastball, that one on the outside corner. Good eye by Bouse as that just misses off the plate. 3-2 to the number 3 hole hitter. Bouse. And the payoff pitch on the way, and that's fouled out to the left side and out of play. And the count will remain full to Ryan Bouse. Bouse is the most at-bats, or the second most at-bats on the team, I should say, behind Chase Erhan. He's 112 counting. This is his 112th bat. He's played in 31 games, is a home run and 38 RBIs and a .436 batting average. Full count pitch on the way to Bouse. Fastball up high at the belt. Strike 3. Got him looking. Blew the gas right by him on that one. Bouse didn't like the call there. But that's the second strikeout for Padilla in the afternoon. Backwards K there. That'll bring up Josh Haggerty. Haggerty singled his last time up. Let off that second inning in which the Cardinals were able to score 3 runs. They are down 10-3 here in the bottom half of inning number 3. Went out in the inning. First pitch is a fastball. That one's skied straight up. Calling for it is the pitcher Padilla, and he's going to make the catch. 2 away in the inning. So a quick 2 outs for Padilla here in the bottom half of inning number 3. Not what you want if you're the Mineral Area Cardinals. Trying to at least get a run or 2 in this inning to kind of lessen that damage. Down by 7 runs. The first pitch on the way to the number 5 hitter, Grant Dix. Misses down low for a ball. Dix struck out his last time up. Struck out swinging. Working quick is Padilla, and he throws a fastball that skips across the dirt. Count will move to 2-0. Padilla has a good fastball and a really good breaking ball. If he can locate that breaking ball, he'll be tough to hit. There is that breaking ball, and he drops that one in for a strike. That's tough to handle, especially 2-0 looking fastball, and he throws that breaking ball in. Not going to help you much. The 2-1 on the way. There's another breaking ball, tries to double up on him, but he misses just high on that one. The count will go to 3-1 to the number 5 hitter, Grant Dix. In the pitch on the way. Fastball swing and a miss at the letters for strike 2. So a heavy swing there from Dix as the fastball blown right by him. He got what he wanted. Probably a little bit too high to handle. The full count pitch on the way. Fastball that skips across the plate down low for a ball. And he's going to walk on over to first base. So he's aboard with a 2-out walk is Grant Dix. That's going to bring up the catcher Logan Banks. His first time up, scored a run on a base hit. He's been busy behind the plate. 4 balls have gotten behind him, but really not have been his fault. And a lot of bad pitches that have bounced far in front of the plate. He's actually done a pretty good job at keeping the ball in front of him for the most part. Swings and misses. He's gassed by a fastball on that one from Padilla. 0-1 the count. Open stance for Banks. Where's those batting gloves? Hits from the left side of the plate. The 0-1 pitch. From Padilla to Banks. Swung on, and that's fouled right off the catcher's glove, or mask, I should say. Seems to be okay. 0-2 the count, as that goes straight to the backstop. 10-3. Jeffco leads. 2 outs in the bottom half of inning number 3. The Cardinals up at the dish. The 0-2 to Banks, and that is a fastball that misses above his head for a ball. 1-2 the count. 2 outs in the inning. Mineral
you know, area trying to get a little two-out life here. Breaking ball, and that's fouled away. Nice job by Bax. Even to get a piece of that one. That was wicked as it broke down and in. The advantage of being a left-handed hitter there, that breaking ball from the right-hander is going to come towards you. A little easier to handle versus being a righty-on-righty where it's going to break away from you. Don't really have very much opportunity to vary that bat a little bit while you're in the mid-swing. And the 1-2, two-out pitch on the way to Bax is a fastball swing and a miss, or foul straight back, I should say. 1-2 the count. Just got enough of it. Runner out on first base is Grant Dix. He had himself a two-out walk. 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball. Grounded down the first baseline. Foul. Count will remain at 1-2. Max scored three runs in the last inning. Got a few several base hits. And Logan Bax had himself an RBI himself as he came around to score. Or he did not have an RBI. He scored a run, I should say. He had himself a base hit, though. Singled. Pitch on the way, swung on, and that's a high chopper. Hit off of the grass, so right in the circle dirt at home plate. There's, of course, that grass that kind of extends out of the batter's box. It hit off that lip and took a massive hop. If that had stayed fair, he might have had extra bases on a ball that wasn't necessarily hit that hard. Very interesting hop there on that one, almost as if it were to hit, go down the line and hit the first base bag. Catcher Rolong goes out to have a word with Padilla. 1-2 the count with two outs here in the inning. A 10-3 Jeffco lead. Padilla just focusing on throwing strikes here with the lead as big as he has. The 1-2 on the way is a fastball. That misses in the dirt. Good job by Rolong to keep that one in front of him. Count moves to 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs in the inning. Runner on first base is Grant Dix. Logan Bax, the hitter. The sophomore catcher, the 0-2 swing. And a beautiful breaking ball on that one. Strike three. And that will end the inning. So Padilla, two strikeouts in that inning. And we're going to go to the top half of inning number four with Jeffco leading 10-3 over the Mineral Area Cardinals here on Regional Radio.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's Mo?
Mo who? I don't know. I said Mo, like vroom vroom Mo. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Back on Regional Radio, where Jeffco leads MAC 10-3 on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in a baseball of a matchup rivals. Jeffco took two games in the doubleheader on Thursday, and they lead game one of their doubleheader today 10-3 here in the top half of inning number four. Jefferson College with a big lead. The left-hander still on the mound for Mineral Area. They made two pitching changes in that last inning. Blake White came in and got the final out for Jeffco, or Mineral Area, to end that very long inning for the Cardinals. Coming up to the plate to lead off this inning is Jose Rolon, the catcher. Seven, eight, nine for Jeffco here in the top half of inning number four. As the left-hander ready, and White's first pitch of the inning is swung on. First pitch swing and fly to deep right field. Back she goes, going and going, and that one is gone. Goodbye, home run. So Jose Rolon hits that one out to right field and then extends the lead to 11-3 as that one flies away, carries that wind, and it goes and goes for Jose Rolon. He's had a nice day. That is his second home run of the season out to right field. Straightaway right field, that is. Jeffco faithful giving him a nice ovation as he was first pitch swinging real aggressive, and that's going to bring Coach Jones out to the mound.
And that is it. That might be it as he gave him the ball, but still standing on the mound is Blake White. That is going to be it for Blake White as he heads into the bench and the dugout. And we're going to take a 30-second timeout along with the pitching change. 11-3 after the Jose Rolón home run here on Regional Radio.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Back on Regional Radio, Jeffco out to an 11-3 lead here in the top half of the fourth inning. Jose Rolón just launched a solo home run to right field to lead off the inning. Mineral Area College proceeded to make a pitching change. Bryce Mueller is coming into the game. Bryce Mueller is a sophomore, throws from the right side. It is going to be the fourth pitcher for the Cardinals this afternoon as they have really had a tough time getting this Jeffco lineup out. Over the course of this game, just the fourth inning and 11 runs in for the Jeffco Vikings so far in this one. At the dish now is Andres Negron, and he had himself an RBI base hit his last time up. And he'll look to add to his day. Here, the first pitch on the way, breaking ball. That one misses off the plate for a ball from Bryce Mueller. Bryce Mueller making his fifth appearance. He's thrown five innings so far. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball at the belt for a strike, 1-1 the count. Given up three earned runs and has an ERA of 5.4 in limited action, has two strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch on the way, fastball that misses up high. Count goes to 2-1 to Negron. Appearing in, he pitches from the stretch, as most relievers do. The 1-1 pitch on the way, chasing a high fastball on that one. Count goes to 2-2. Beg your pardon, not 1-2, 1. So 2-2 the count here at Hal Harvey Field on a Saturday afternoon. Sun shining. No, not a cloud in the sky. 2-2 pitch, fastball. That went inside for a ball. And the count will go full. 3-2 the count now. 11-3 Jeffco lead as they've been all over the Mineral Area Cardinal pitching, scoring in every inning. The first pitch, or the payoff pitch on the way, swing and a miss. So a quick strikeout for the pitcher, Bryce Mueller, who gets his third strikeout of the season. And that's one out in the inning. That's going to bring up Connor Wardlaw for Jeffco. He struck out his last time up, but he does have an RBI double on the evening and back in the second inning. First pitch to him, misses off the plate for a ball. 1-0 the count to Wardlaw. Wardlaw playing center field today. The pitch on the way. Fastball swung on. That's driven out to deep right center field. Going back on the ball a few steps and making the play is the right fielder, Hayden Strobel. So one away, or two away now in the inning on the fly ball to right field. That one did not quite have enough carry on it, but he did retreat Strobel just a little bit. So an F9 on the scorecard there. That's going to bring up Keith Grishaber for the fourth time. Fifth time, I should say. And here's the pitch on the way, and that misses off the plate. He's walked, grounded out to the third baseman, and singled so far in this one. Scored a run as well. Second pitch on the way to him, and that hits him square in the left shoulder blade. Wears it like it didn't even bother him, though, as he trots out to first base easily. No hesitation, almost like a spin move bouncing off a tackle the way he handled that one. So he is aboard with two outs in the inning. One run already in on the Jose Rolón home run. And that's going to bring up Carter Hanford. And Carter Hanford has had himself a day. 3-for-3 at a two-run double his last time up. Has singled his two at-bats prior. Even has a stolen base as well. The first pitch to him is a fastball that misses down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. 11-3 Jeffco. Two outs here in the top half of inning number four. Jeffco threatening. Mercy rule and a pickoff move, and they got him dead to rights, but sliding into second base and keep going is Grisheimer. So he's going to get a stolen base out of that one. So he's hit by a pitch and then a beautiful pickoff move by the pitcher Mueller, but it looked like what kind of cost him was the fact that he stepped off in the pickoff move to kind of take a show-me move rather than the quick feet trigger. And that gave Grisheimer enough time to get into second base, sliding head first despite the pickoff move to nab him after the throw to the first baseman. That fastball misses down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. So all of a sudden, Jeffco with a runner in scoring position for their hottest hitting hitter on the team, in this game at least, Carter Hanford. He's got a 3-0 count. No doubt will be taking the pitch down the middle with the lead as big as this one. The 3-0 pitch on the way. No, he's swinging on it and slaps that one into right field. And coming up on the ball to make the catch is Strobel for out number three in the inning. And Jeffco strands one but gets one on a home run to right field by the catcher, Jose Rolon. And we enter the bottom half of inning number four with the Jeffco Vikings leading over MAC 11-3 here on Regional Radio.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Back on Regional Radio, where Jeffco leads over MAC 11-3 here in the bottom half of inning number four. Alex Padilla still on the mound for Jeffco. He's got three innings. He's given up three runs so far on five hits, but really, on the exception of that second inning, his first and third innings have been pretty much flawless. 1-2-3 first inning. In the last inning, he struck out two, but he did walk one, and he faced four hitters. But in that second inning, though, he gave up those five hits and those three runs. And Padilla's first pitch in this inning is a fastball that swung on, popped up on the right side. Charting on the second baseman calling for it, and he wants it, and he's going to make the play out there. Right by the foul line is Andres Negron for the retire, the first out in this inning, as that was Hayden Strobel at the dish, who popped out down the right field line to that second baseman. So one out already in the fourth inning, working quickly is Alex Padilla. And that is going to bring up Colin Stockley. Breaking ball on the first pitch there, and that misses down and away off the plate for a ball. Stockley had an RBI base hit in the second inning. The 1-0 pitch on the way to him, fastball, that misses off the plate for ball two. 2-0 the count, so a good count here for Stockley. Playing third base. 2-0 pitch, fastball, swung on and ground ball, tapped out to the shortstop, fielding cleanly, charging, Grisheimer's throw to first base in time to retire the hustling Stockley for out number two in the inning. That's going to bring up Trevor Lewis, the DH. He had an RBI base hit his last time up as well. So Padilla, very efficient with his pitches this inning. That's something Coach Evers echoed when I talked to him prior to the game. He does a great job on the mound and his efficiency, and he certainly proved it this afternoon. That fastball, though, misses down low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count, two outs in the inning. 11-3 Jeffco lead. Second pitch of the at-bat, swung on a ground ball, fielded cleanly by the third baseman. Hanford tosses across the diamond, and that's in time for out number three. So a real quick 1-2-3 inning for Alex Padilla. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no men left on base as we enter the bottom or top half of inning number five here on Regional Radio.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
An 11-3 Jeffco Viking lead over the Middle Area College Cardinals here in the top half of inning number five. The Cardinals look like they've made a few changes on the mound now for the Mineral Area College Cardinals is Tanner Murphy. Tanner Murphy is the fifth pitcher for Mineral Area. Also playing first base now is Ben Teeter. He's a freshman. He takes over. And there may be a few other changes as I try to make out these numbers out here and see if I can't come up with them as I recognize them. I will certainly let you know. But on the mound now is Tanner Murphy, and he will face the Jeffco offense that has scored a run in every single inning so far. They have 11 runs total, one run in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth inning, and then eight runs in the top half of inning number three. And he's going to face the hitters 3, 4, and 5 for Jeffco as they will look to get that 10 runs in hopes of maybe ending this game a little bit early here in the fifth inning. Get a little extra rest for that doubleheader. We'll see. Mac, of course, has something to say about that. And Tanner Murphy on the bump. Horsheimer flew out to left his first time up. RBI double second time and walked his last time up as he watches a fastball miss down and in. 1-0 the count. So Horsheimer playing left field. Lots of power for this young man on the right side of the plate. Murphy. Stretch, and his pitch on the way is a fastball swing, and a miss got him to chase out a ball in the dirt. Count goes to 1-1. And an 11-3 a ball game. Close early on until the top of the third inning, where it was 3-2 Mac. And then eight runs for Jeffco brought it to 11-3. And Mac has been shut down by starting pitcher Alex Padilla at all but that bottom half of the second inning as that fastball skips in the dirt for ball two. 2-1 the count. Pitching from the stretch, or the windup, I should say. Some relievers do pitch, most do pitch from the stretch. He chooses to pitch from the windup. That's a hard hit ground ball to the shortstop, but fielding it cleanly, tossing across the diamond in time to get Horsheimer for out number one in the inning. So a good start here for Tanner Murphy. Ground ball fielded cleanly by the Tim Fox out there at short. That's going to bring up Matt Brown at the dish. Brown singled and had an RBI single his last time up. Had himself an excellent ball game. First pitch on the way to him. Fastball, that misses inside, almost hit him, and in fact it did hit him. Got his jersey just enough as he'll trot down to first base. That's the third hit batsman Mineral Area has had so far. That's going to bring up Matt Scheibel to the dish. Scheibel's been hit by a pitch twice. Didn't like it his last time up. He popped out to the second baseman his first time up, so he's 0-1 on the day. Runner on at first pitch, and that misses down low for a ball. 1-0 the count as Brown takes his lead. Tanner Murphy is a sophomore on the bump now, pitching from the stretch with a runner on at first base. Pitch on the way to Scheibel. Got one right down the middle and just missed it as he pops that one back and out of play. Count goes to 1-1. One out in the inning, two more runs, and that'll be 10 runs. A 10-run lead, I should say, for Jeffco.
here at Harold Howe Lowry Field here at the Mineral Area Cardinal or College campus. 1-1 pitch on the way with one out in the inning. Swung on, and that's a line drive into right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And so Matt Scheibel is aboard with a single, and now runners on first and second with one out in this one. That's going to bring up Nick Miller, who's had a nice day. He's walked a couple of times, had an RBI base hit, struck out his last time up. Batting from that left side of the plate, playing the designated hitter today for the pitcher. Padilla. So Murphy in the set in a little bit of a jam here. And the first pitch on the way is swung on, and that's tapped right into the mound. Fielding his position is Murphy. He's got no choice but to go to first base. So it'll almost work as a sacrifice bunt, except a swinging bunt in that sense. Two outs in the inning now. Runners on second and third. And that'll bring up Jose Rolón, who homered to right field his last time up. It was his second home run of the season. Got a chance to add to that RBI total. He's got two RBIs already. Had a sacrifice fly in the third inning, in that eight-run third inning. He flew out to right field in the second. And then, of course, as I just mentioned, homer to right his last time up. Runners on second and third. The first pitch on the way. That's a fastball that misses up and out over the plate for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tanner Murphy tries to shut out Jeffco for the first time in any inning today. They've scored in all four innings, threatening again here in the fifth. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That's in the dirt. Nice job there by the catcher, Logan Banks, to keep that one in front of him. He's been real, real busy back there behind the plate. There's been four balls that have allowed base runners to advance. But he does another good job on that one. Of course, not all his fault by any means. Several wild, wild pitches. He's actually done a pretty good job in terms of percentages in keeping those balls in the dirt in front of him versus ones that have gotten behind him. Point in case right there in that one. 2-0 the count. Good hitter's count here for Rolón, and that's a fastball right at the belt for a strike. 2-1 the count. Left-handed hitter. 11-3, Jeffco lead. He got a chance to make it even worse for Mac here. Swung on, and that's skied straight in the air on the left side. Rushing into the ball is Erhan. Now in kind of no man's land, going out is the shortstop, Fox, to make a nice backhand and running catch down the left field line, and that will retire the side. And for the first time this afternoon, Jeffco fails to score in an inning. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number five with the Vikings leading over the Cardinals 11-3 here on Regional Radio.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Top of the lineup here coming up for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Chase Erhan will lead it off. He had an RBI ground out his last time up to the first baseman with the bases loaded. He will be faced by Alex Padilla, who continues to be out there on the mound. He's really been dominant on the exception of that third inning, or second inning, I should say, the bottom half. Other than that, he has been terrific on the mound, throwing no-hit ball except for that second inning. He's had 2 1-2-3 innings, and in the third inning, he only walked a guy and then got the other three guys to face four. But that second inning, the Mineral Area College hit through the lineup for the most part. They scored three runs, had five hits. Padilla is set in his first pitch of the at-bat. To Erhan is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1 the count. So Padilla gets ahead. He's thrown roughly about 56 pitches on the afternoon. And that second pitch is a ground ball right to Padilla. A little PFP there as he tosses to first base for an easy out. Some pitcher fielding practice for Padilla. One away. Here is another quick out to start this one. as Erhan is 0-for-3. That'll bring up Tim Fox. He's 0-for-2. A couple of ground outs, one to third and one to short. Mack is down 11-3 here in the bottom half of inning number 5. Padilla set. His pitch on the way. Fastball misses down low. Can really see that velocity. Kind of can sneak up on hitters. One thing that's been real good is his breaking ball. He's done a nice job locating that today, which is going to make that fastball even more lethal. And that fastball's ripped into left field for a base hit. Tim Fox expecting that one all the way, and he is aboard with a one-out single into left field. That'll bring up Ryan Bouse at the plate. And it looks like Bouse is going to get pinch hit for it. And matter of fact, he will. So Ryan Bouse's day is done. Coming to pinch hit is Will Womble. And Will Womble sends a ground ball to the third baseman, Hanford. Fielded cleanly, tosses across the diamond for out number 2. But advancing to second base is Tim Fox on the play. And so a quick out there for Will Womble in the pinch hit attempt. He's a freshman on the 5-3 put out. Does get Fox to second base, though, so they have an opportunity to score that fourth run. That'll bring up Josh Haggerty. Haggerty singled, scored a run in the second. Popped out to the pitcher his last time up. Padilla is set, and he delivers on the way. Swung on and a fly ball down the left field line. That one's going to slice out of play and just out of the reach of the left fielder, Horstmeyer, as he has no play. Only 6 pitches so far in the inning for Padilla. Here in the bottom half of inning number 5. Left-handed hitter is Haggerty. But he appears in. He's in the stretch. Runner out on second base is Tim Fox, who singled in the left field. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball, that one misses up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Will Womble pinched hit for Ryan Bouse. He grounded to third as the last hitter. Padilla set. And his pitch on the way is a fastball swing and a miss by Haggerty. Count moves to 1-2. Very, very windy today as the wind started to pick up more and more in this inning as Haggerty calls for time. I'm sure you can hear it on the mic as well. Padilla now set. Trying to keep that runner out at second base and strain a breaking ball. Did he go around? Looking for help on the appeal. And he did not go. So holding up on time. Good discipline there from Haggerty to avoid the strikeout on the breaking ball. Always a tough call for the umpire when you don't have one at third base or on the line. It's just 2 umpires. Very difficult to tell if that hitter really did go around or not. Tough to see from the front or back side. 2-2 pitch on the way with 2 outs in the inning. Fastball swung on, and that's sliced into center field. That's going to sit on down for a base hit. Holding up at third base, though, is Tim Fox. So a single from Haggerty. Not quite going to get the run in, but now first and third. Runners on the corners here with 2 outs. And that is going to bring up a new hitter for the first time. Ben Teeter, who I mentioned was the new first baseman in that last inning. He is going to get his first at-bat as he replaces Grant Dix. So Ben Teeter is going to be at the dish, and he's going to have an opportunity here to drive in a run. He can make this game 11-4, kind of lessen the damage here for Mineral Area Cardinals. Ben Teeter, he's had 55 at-bats. He's hitting .218 on the season. Padilla's first pitch on the way to Teeter. Swung on, and that's a ground ball through the side on the left for a base hit. Diving stop, terrific play. And long throw, though, not going to get him in time. So an infield single looked like that was for sure going to get in the left field, but a terrific diving effort there by Grishiber, but no chance to get Teeter as he was playing well towards the bag at second base in the backhanded hole. So a run comes in to score, and it's 11-4 now here in the bottom half of inning number 5 as Ben Teeter gets himself an RBI single as he's aboard. So good at bat for Ben Teeter to up that average. So 3 hits in the inning now against Padilla, who had been cruising. Other than that second inning in 3-4, he got himself in a little bit of a groove. But finds himself in a little bit of a hole here. Swing and a miss on a hack on that one. Oh, and won the count to Logan Bax, the catcher. Bax struck out looking his last time up, scored a run in the bottom half of inning number 2.
Padilla from the stretch. Runners out on first and second. His 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball misses off the plate for a ball. 1-1 the count. 11-4 now. So Mineral Area making it a little less difficult. 11-4 game. Two more runners on with 2 outs in the inning. Those two could be crucial to help their chances later in the game. Beautiful breaking ball. Gets it on the back door. 1-2 the count on the outside corner against the left-handed hitting Logan Bax. That breaking ball has been a big, big help for Padilla so far today. Time is called. Stepping out of the batter's box is Logan Bax to collect himself. First and second. Teeter out at first base. And at second base, it's Josh Haggerty. He singled. The pitch on the way, swung on. And that's hit out to deep right field. Going back on the ball is Scheibel. Retreats to the track, and he makes the catch for out number three. So a good drive there by the catcher backs, but doesn't get enough of it as that's a fly out to right field. But the Cardinals do get one back, and it's 11-4 as we go to the top half of inning number six here on Regional Radio.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Back on Regional Radio, Tanner Murphy is still on the mound for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. He'll look to go for his second inning of work. He shut out Jeffco his last inning. That was just the first time that that happened. Jeremy Redding was today's starter. He could not get out of the third inning. He did not record an out in that third inning. Pitched all right going into that third inning. Just gave up those 2 runs in the first and second inning. But lots of trouble started for him in the third inning. Couldn't get a run out and ended up giving up 6 of those runs in that inning. Gave up 8 of the 11 total. So he goes 2 innings with 8 earned runs today. So Tanner Murphy is going to look to shut out Jeffco once again, trying to give Mac a little bit of a chance to climb their way back into this one. And there's just 2 innings left to go, so if they're going to do go time, it's now. Can't give up any more runs. You're going to need a lot to do, but Jeffco has been terrific at the dish with their terrific approaches at the plate. We'll let the count work. They've got several extra base hits, including a home run as well. Leading off for Jeffco this inning is going to be Andres Negron after Jose Rolon popped out to the shortstop to end the inning last time. Negron has himself an RBI base hit. He's struck out, and he's also flown out to center. So 1-4-3 for Negron in this one. The center fielder, he's batting from the right side. Tanner Murphy, the right-handed pitcher, so righty-on-righty matchup here. Doesn't appear to be any other significant changes for either team. Of course, Will Wambo came in and pitched hit. That's a strike at the knees to start this one. 0-1 the count. Will Wambo came in for Ryan Baus, the second baseman. But it does not look like the 0-1 on the way. Swung on, and that's hammered out to deep left field. Back on the ball, looking up, and that one will fly away for a foul. There's a little bit of confusion as they're ruling it a foul, and now it's a home run as the base runner, Negron, thought it was foul itself, but now he's trotting around the bases, and Blake Jones coming out to protest, but that's gone. That's a home run down the left field line. They're arguing that it may have gone foul, but it's ruled a solo home run. We don't have instant replay in college baseball, so that's going to go down as a home run for Andres Negron, and he is 2-4 in this one. That's his second RBI and the second home run for Jeffco. Blake Jones not happy with the call. Either way, it's going to be 12-4. A lot of confusion on that one. But it will be a home run. Of course, that wind really makes it difficult to tell out there in left field. All the balls have been slicing, but that one hammered. There was no doubt about it. It was just a question of whether it was going to be fair or foul. They rule it fair, and that's a home run to lead off the inning for Andres Negron, and that's going to bring up Connor Wardlaw. First pitch to him, and that one's hammered down the line foul, but that's definitely out of play. No doubt about that one.
as the Mineral Area faithful not happy as they wave their fingers around on that one. And now Tanner Murphy just got tossed. So Tanner Murphy showed a little bit too much emotion out there on the mound, was not happy with that call, and he is thrown out of the ball game. So Mineral Area will need to make a pitching change here, as they will have a new pitcher, and by rule, he'll have plenty of time to warm up on the mound. And we are going to take a short 30-second timeout here on regional radio as they try to clean up this pitching change.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throwed roll! Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Back on regional radio, where the pitcher Tanner Murphy got thrown out of the ballgame after protesting the home run call. Very difficult to tell with the short foul pole. Of course, in most colleges, you don't get the luxury of that super tall foul pole that you get in a major league stadium. So very difficult to tell. The ball certainly landed foul, but it was hit so hard that it kind of may have curved around the pole. Either way, it's going to stand as a home run as is. Tanner Murphy didn't like it. Austin Campbell, the sophomore, is going to come in to pitch for Mineral Area. He will be the sixth pitcher of the ball game, or fourth pitcher of the ball game, I should say. No, yeah, the sixth pitcher for Mineral Area. Try to contradict myself a little bit there. A lot of pitching changes for Mac as Jeffco has put a hammer on the Mineral Area pitching. 13-4, or 12-4, I should say, after that solo home run. Warming up still is Campbell by trade without really getting a chance to go in the bullpen and toss. He gets as much time as he really needs to warm up after Tanner Murphy was tossed. Blake Jones came out and protested the call as well, but it goes for naught. Instead, it was a home run, and nice to see it called a home run in a sense as he hammered it down the left field line, no doubt about it. Austin Campbell is going to come in. As I mentioned, he's had one appearance. He's thrown just one inning. He did not give up a run in that inning, threw a perfect inning, as a matter of fact. Nothing registered. So Austin Campbell will look to remain perfect here in the top half of inning number six. It's 12-4. Jeffco, his first pitch, is a fastball that misses just off the plate for a ball. Connor Wardlaw is the hitter. Count 1-1 after there's one pitch. And that last at bat, Wardlaw hammers that one straight back and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Wardlaw had an RBI double his first at bat down the third baseline. He struck out and then flew out to right field. And the 1-2 pitch on the way, breaking ball. That one misses up high for a ball. Count goes to 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch on the way, that one misses off the plate for a ball. For Andres Negron, that was his second home run of the season down the left field line. Pitch on the way, fastball, swing, and a miss at the letter, strike three for out number one. So a quick out there for the Mineral Area College as Austin Campbell comes in and does his job. Strikeout number one. Here is Keith Grishheimer at the dish, batting from the right side. Once again, he singled, grounded to third, walked, scored a run twice, and then he was hit by a pitch. His last time up, hits that one right up the middle to center field for a base hit. So Grishheimer is aboard with his second hit of the ball game. One out, single, 12-4, one run already in the inning. Carter Hanford coming to the dish. Hanford has had a terrific game, 3-for-4, had a two-run double in the third, and then he also had a single in the third and had a stolen base. And then singled in the first inning as well. He flew out to right field his last time up, 3-for-4 in the evening. Out at first base, Grishheimer. And the first pitch to Hanford is a breaking ball right over the plate for a strike. Nice pitch there from the young man, Austin Campbell. Campbell just is a sophomore. 0-1 the count. And the pitch on the way is a fastball. That one's popped down the right field line, giving chase. And it looks like that's going to go foul. And out of play, so the count goes to 0-2 to Hanford. Austin Campbell on the dish. Top of the sixth inning, Jeffco leads 12-4. They scored 8 runs in the third inning, and that's really been the difference in this one. They've scored a run in all but the fifth inning, but just 1 run in those innings. Of course, this inning's still going with the runner on first base. It's very possible they can add more to that. Campbell, his 0-2 pitch on the way, breaking ball in the dirt, misses off the plate for ball. Snap throw to first base, not in time on the back tack as Logan Bax trying to get that one. Campbell from the stretch. The 1-2 on the way, breaking ball, and that's swung on and hit in the left field for a base hit. And you can really tell with the win as that line drive kept that ball curving towards and towards the line there. And that's a base hit nonetheless for Hanford. So he is 4-for-5 today. So a terrific game for Carter Hanford at the dish. That's going to bring up Dalton Horsemeyer as well. Runners on first and second. 1 out in this inning. 12-4 Jeffco lead. Nice piece of hitting there from Hanford on the breaking ball. The weight back on that one and the line it in the left field. Campbell set, and his pitch on the way is a fastball. That misses off the plate. Gets away from Bax that time, and runners will advance that time. It is on Bax, and he should have handled that one. Second and third now. Threatening to make this a 10-run game is Jeffco, the number four or three hitter, I should say, Horsemeyer at the dish. With runners on second and third, Horsemeyer already has an RBI double. Hit it off the fence in right center field. Flew out to the warning track. His first time up, he's got a walk and a ground out to short. Swings and fouls that one straight back. 1-1 the count. 1 out here in the inning. 12-4 game. Having a talk with the third base coach now as he's looking to get these runs in. Of course, 10-run rule could be in effect with those 2 runs. See that American flag out in dead center field really swirling around, representing how windy it is. It's gotten progressively more and more windy. The pitch on the way, and that's a ground ball. Fielded cleanly by the shortstop. Fox tosses across the diamond, and that is in time to get Horsemeyer. No run comes into play. The runners hold. Nice job by Fox to hold him there. And that is going to leave it up to Matt Brown with 2 outs in the inning. Brown was hit by a pitch his last time up. Had an RBI single, as that Matt before, and another single prior to that. So runners on second and third. 2 ducks on the pond trying to knock him in here. Austin Campbell has come in and pitched pretty well with the circumstance. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball. That one's hammered into right field. Trying to get it to Strobel. Dives. Can't get it. It's going to get all the way to the fence. Both runs are going to come around to score. And heading into second is Matt Brown. He's going to round second and head to third. He's going to try to get himself a triple. The relay throw to third base. Not in time with a feet first slide. So Matt Brown with a 2-run triple, scoring Hanford and Greshiber. And it is a 14-4 game for Jeffco as they lead by 10 runs here in the top half of inning number 6 after the 2-run triple from Matt Brown. That brings up Matt Scheibel. Scheibel swings and misses with a healthy cut on that fastball. First strike one. Scheibel had a base hit his last time up. Hit by a pitch to his 2 at-bats prior to that. Watches a fastball at the knees for a strike. 0-2 the count to Scheibel here. With 2 outs here in the top half of inning number 6. 0-2 count. 14-4 Jeffco lead here in game 1. This pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. 3 fastballs, 3 strikes. And that will retire the side. But Jeffco adds 3 more, and they lead it 14-4 as we enter the bottom half of inning number 6 here at Hal Lowry Field. You're listening to Regional Radio.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step. Investing in a degree.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds, well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
To 14-4, Jeffco leads it over Mac here in the bottom half of inning number six. The 10 runs, it's the 10-run rule, of course, so Mineral Area will be forced to try to score some runs here to try to stay in this ballgame. Hayden Strobel lead off the right fielder. Strobel has an RBI base hit, and he also popped out to the second baseman. Two home runs for Jeffco in this one. The last one coming thanks and courtesy to Andres Negron down the left field line. Caused a little bit of drama, though, as the Mac faithful, of course, thought it was foul. Jeffco, of course, is going to say it's fair. First pitch fastball there misses. Second pitch misses down low as well. 2-0 the count. And that actually got the pitcher, Tanner Murphy, tossed as he showed a little too much emotion on the mound. It's a 2-0 pitch on the way. It's slapped into right field for a base hit. It's down the line, and a nice job by the right fielder, Scheibel, to come up with it to prevent the double. So a leadoff, a single, though, base hit for Strobel, his second base hit of the day. But as I was saying prior to that, Tanner Murphy, a little too much to say, and the home plate umpire tossed him. He was out of the game, and that forced a quick pitching change. Austin Campbell came in, did an all right job, gave up two runs, though, 14-4. But a good start here for Mac as Hayden Strobel singles. That's going to bring up Colin Stockley. Padilla still on the mound for Jeffco. He throws a first pitch fastball down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Stockley had an RBI base hit back in the second inning, grounded to the shortstop his last time up. Padilla in his sixth inning of work, trying to get this complete game going. The 1-0 pitch on the way, fastball. That one misses up high for a ball. On roughly about 70 pitches. Been very, very efficient. He's had three innings in which he's faced a total of 10 batters. So just one over the minimum, those three. But in the second inning, gave up three runs and faced the whole lineup. Second pitch is a fastball, misses down low. 3-0 the count. And now threatening to walk this hitter and put runners on first and second. Trying to see if there's any action going on in the bullpen. Hard to tell from my angle here. And the 3-0 pitch on the way. Fastball right down Broadway for a strike. 3-1 on a nice comeback pitch from Padilla. Count still favors Stockley. The third baseman been busy out there. Real busy. Pitch on the way. Fastball, that's fouled straight back with a nice healthy cut. And the count goes full to 3-2. So Padilla's done a nice job to bounce back from the 3-0 count to just two strikes here. Stockley with a nice cut on that one. He's going to look to now just protect a little bit. But can't protect too much. Must be disciplined with the full count. Can get a walk. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on. He fouls it off of his front foot. He's fortunately wearing a protector there, so doesn't seem to favor him at all. That's when those things come into real, real good use. You see more and more players starting to wear that. Even the use of mouth guards starting to increase these days. With the amount of players that might get hit in the face, of course, in college and other levels, you have that double flap helmet, which helps. The payoff pitch on the way. Fastball, that's slapped in the right field. Coming up on the ball, Scheibel. Is he going to get there? That's going to dunk and dunk for a base hit. And going from first to third is the runner, Hayden Strobel. So a nice punch single into right field for Colin Stockley. And all of a sudden, Mac's got something cooking here. Down by 10 runs in the bottom of six. So when they need to score, they got an opportunity to score here. Coming up to the dish is Trevor Lewis, the DH. He had an RBI base hit back in the second inning as well. Grounded to the third baseman. He's got a chance to add to his RBI total here. Nobody out. Runners on first and third. Strobel on at third. Stockley at first. Trevor Lewis, your hitter. First pitch to him is a fastball. It looked like a little extra heat on that one. At the knees for a strike, going one the count. Padilla can get it up to about 90 miles an hour on a good day. Wind continuing to pick up. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that's swung on and slapped down the right field line and out of play. 0-2 the count to the designated hitter, Trevor Lewis. Trevor Lewis, just a freshman, .244 batting average entering this one. He's got 7 RBIs. Well, 8 RBIs now, if you include his one from earlier this afternoon. Standing in that right-hander's batter's box. First and third after two hits to right field. One, the hard hit from Hayden Strobel. Colin Stockley, a little bit of a punch single out the right. Derek Jeter, inside-out swing. The pitch on the way, 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, misses in front of the plate.
Count goes to 1-2. Nice block there from the catcher, Rolon, who also has a solo home run to right field. There was no question about that one. The 1-2 on the way from Padilla. That one misses inside with a heater. Count goes to 2-2. So battling at the plate is Trevor Lewis here after getting down 0-2. He's now seen two balls in this at bat. 14-4, Jeffco leads. Mack trying to cut into it. The pitch on the way swung on it. That's a high topper off of the lip of the green, and they are going to rule that one a foul ball. It looks like just foul. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, there's that green lip where the grass starts from the dirt in the circle at the batter's box, and that's the second time we've seen that happen. This time, though, it almost goes fair. Basically, what it does is if you hit it, it's going to work kind of almost like if you hit the ground ball off a bag. It bounces very high in the air, and you hit it hard enough, it's going to get over everyone's head. 2-2 count, two on, pitch, breaking ball. Nice job to lay off that one is Lewis, as that's down low in the dirt. Full count now. So good battle here between Padilla and Lewis. Padilla trying to get this complete game in. Lewis and Mack trying to do a little something. Runners on it first and third here in the inning. 14-4, Jeffco lead. And the 3-2 payoff pitch on the way is a fastball. Misses down low for ball four, and trotting his way to first base is Trevor Lewis. So a terrific job there for him as he went down 0-2 in that at-bat, worked his way for a walk. So a nice job there. And now Mack has the bases loaded. And that's going to bring out Coach Evers, and we'll see if there is a pitching change. Slow walk out to the mound. Padilla has been very good so far this afternoon. Of course, had that one outlier inning in the second where he gave up a few hits, gave up five hits. And then he had that last inning, he struggled a little bit as well, giving up three hits. He's given up eight hits total. He's got three strikeouts on the afternoon. Padilla, his starter, he's going to stay in. So Padilla's going to get a chance to keep throwing here. He's got a big jam, bases loaded here. Nobody out. Chase Erhan, Mineral Area's leading hitter, at the dish with the bases juiced. The first pitch on the way to Erhan, and that's a fastball that misses down low for a ball. 1-0, no place to put Erhan. Got to give in to him a little bit. Throw a strike to the young man. And he misses off the plate there. 2-0 the count. Erhan comes in at 3-0-7 on the season. Just a freshman outfielder in his first year at Mack. The pitch on the way, and that one misses away. Ball three. So 3-0 the count to Erhan with the bases jacked here, full of Cardinals. Mineral Area threatening to dig into this lead. Down by 10, they got a lot of work to do. One run at a time. The 3-0 pitch on the way from Padilla, and that one misses down low. No chance there. Ball four, and that will swat in a run, and that will probably do it for Padilla. And indeed, there it will, as Evers is coming out of the dugout and walking slowly, signals to the umpire. Coming in to score is Hayden Strobel after the single that he had down the right field line. That's his second run of the ball game. Runners all advance 90 feet. Chase Erhan is on at first base. Stockley at third base, and Trevor Lewis on at second base. And coming into pitch for the Jefferson College Vikings, looks like it's going to be Adam Jelovic. And they call him Jello, I've been told, by the fan sitting next to me. So we'll refer to him as Jello, creative nickname there for the young man. Jello's a tall right-hander. Looks like he throws a heavy fastball. He's a sophomore, had five games. He started one of those games. He's 0-1, thrown just six innings. He's scattered 11 hits, 10 runs, but only five of those 10 runs have been earned. And seven walks, six strikeouts, and an ERA of 7.5. So he's going to get a chance here to shut down a Mineral Area and try to preserve this 9-run lead. But the bases are full of Cardinals, so they're threatening. We'll take a short 30-second timeout here on Regional Radio. When we come back, bases loaded for Mack.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Jelovic in the ball game goes by Jello because of that last name, and that's what we'll refer to him as. He's in, and he's inherited a bit of damage here. Bases are loaded. One run is in, five runs total for Mineral Area. Alex Padilla threw a nice game, but really had a couple of outlier innings that kind of bothered him a little bit, and it was that bottom half of the second inning, and then he looks like he just kind of ran out of gas these last couple of innings. But he pitched a pretty solid game. He's got five earned runs so far, though. However, he's responsible for the three runs out on the base pass right now, so could be up for as much as eight runs. Tim Fox wants that to be eight runs. He's at the dish, hitting from the right side of the plate. Breaking ball, and that's a strike. 0-1 the count. Right-handed hitter. Bases loaded. Good breaking ball to get ahead here for Jeffco. The tall right-hander set in his 0-1 offering on the way. Fastball inside for a ball. 1-1 is the count to Tim Fox. He had a single his last time up, grounded to third prior to that, and the shortstop as well earlier on. 14-5, Jeffco leads. Bottom half of inning number six. The 1-1 offering on the way. Breaking ball swung on a rip down the line, but that goes foul and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Another breaking ball there from Jelovic or Jello, the big tall right-hander. So he's clearly comfortable throwing that breaking ball, throwing it in two out of those three pitches. Just the second pitcher used for Jeffco. Starter Alex Padilla went five innings, pitched the sixth inning, but could not record an out. Gave up a run. Bases now loaded. The 1-2 on the way to Mr. Fox. That's a fastball that misses up high for a ball. 2-2 the count to the shortstop for the Cardinals. Good crowd on hand here for both sides. You'd expect so with a little bit of a rivalry matchup between Jeffco and Mack. And that 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball hammered down left field line. Diving stop by third by Carter Hanford. Steps on his back for one. A terrific play by the third baseman Hanford. He can do it both. He's had a terrific day offensively and adds to that with a diving stop to his right on the bag and was able to step on third base for the out. But Mack does get one run on the play as coming around to score was Colin Stockley. But a terrific play by Hanford. That should have been two runs, but that diving stop prevented it. That's going to bring up Will Womble at the dish. Womble pinched hit and grounded to third his last time up. Angelo checks his runners. Steps off the plate, or the mound, I should say, to check that runner back to second base. That's Trevor Lewis on at second. He walked. Chase Erhan walked as well. He's on at first base. One out in the inning. Two runs are in. 14-6, Jeffco leads. Now is the time, if you're a Mineral Area Cardinal fan, you got to score. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Fooled badly on that one for strike one. Pulled the chains on the changeup to Will Womble. 0-1. So Jello seems very comfortable throwing his off-speed stuff, both changeup and the breaking ball. And that time he throws a fastball, hits him right between the numbers. Womble wears it, walks to first base, and the bases are now loaded once again, full of Cardinals. There is one out in the inning on that one as he was hit right in between the numbers. Got to hurt a little bit on that high fastball. Now coming to the dish is Josh Haggerty. Haggerty singled his last time up. Bases full. Now he needs a base hit here. Trying to help out Mineral Area in any way possible. Jeffco trying to get out of this inning, limiting the damage. Two runs already in. No batting gloves for Haggerty. He's your center fielder. Batting from that left side of the plate, and the tall right-hander set, and his pitch from the stretch is a fastball that misses up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Trevor Lewis on out at third base, or second base, I should say. Third base, Erhan at second base, and at first base, Tim Fox. 2-0 the count as that fastball misses off the plate for a ball to Haggerty. Coming set and ready. Angelo's pitch on the way is a fastball. That misses off the plate, 3-0 the count. So Jeffco is struggling as a team locating the fastball here in this inning. He's had more success with his breaking ball. Mineral Area's got something cooking here. Down by eight runs. Base hit here. You get two more, and that's six. 3-0 pitch on the way. Sure, he'll be taken. Sure enough, he is as he watches that strike down the middle. 3-1 the count. And a good hitter's count. You got Josh Haggerty at the dish, one of the better hitters for Middle Area Cardinals. A terrific hitter. He's got a bases full. Here's the 3-1 pitch on the way, and that's a fastball. Misses down low and inside for ball four. So a good eye there from Haggerty. And he is aboard. And it's an RBI walk. Coming around to score, Trevor Lewis. And Ben Teeter is at the dish now, the left-handed hitting. He had an infield single his last time up. It was an RBI infield single. Bases still loaded, 14-7. Three runs are in this inning. Minnow area battling its way back. No quit in this team. First pitch on the way to Teeter, and that's a fastball that misses down low. Good block there from the catcher. Keep that in front of him. Count goes to 1-0. And that's six consecutive balls, if you include the hit by the pitch to the hitter, Tim Fox, Will Womble, I should say. And the 1-0 offering on the way to Mr. Ben Teeter, and that misses down low with a breaking ball in front of the plate. Another good block by the catcher, Rallone. And the count moves to 2-0 now. So Jello's struggling out there on the mound, and the first baseman's going to come have a word with him, try to calm him down. Matt Brown heading over to talk to him. He needs to calm down, just throw strikes ahead by seven runs. That's really all you got to do, especially late in the game in the sixth inning. You want to focus on throwing strikes, put that ball in play. You're not really even concerned about those three runners. Obviously, you don't want them to score, but if those three still score, you still have a four-run lead. You want to just throw strikes here and put the ball in play. And that pitch is down low for a ball, skips across the plate. 3-0 the count, and he's threatening to walk in yet another run. Three free passes already given in this inning. Two walks and one hit by pitch. Padilla gave up one walk, or two walks, I should say. Four walks total, pitch on the way. Fastball taken all the way is Teeter, and that's high for ball four. So he's aboard with a walk, and that's an RBI. Coming in to score there is Erhan. So it's now 14-8, and that's going to be it for Jello, and we're going to get a new pitching change. So 14-8, four runs are in here in the bottom half of inning number six. Cardinals have the bases loaded. We'll take a timeout and see if the Cardinals can cut into this Jeffco lead here on Regional Radio.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Back on Regional Radio, where the Cardinals have the bases loaded here with still just one out in the inning. They trail by 6 runs. They trail by 10 runs entering this inning. And really, it's been Jeffco. It's been helping them out. Struggled locating the pitchers have struggled locating Padilla. Looked like he ran out of gas. And Jelovic came in, and he walked and hit a couple of guys and walked in 2 runs. And so the bases remain loaded. They've gotten 4 runs. And they have an opportunity here to really put this back into it and to make it a ball game. They have a home run here would make it 14-12, make it just a 2-run game. Obviously, you don't need that. It'd be nice, but you don't need it. At this point, you just want base hits. At base hits, still just one out in the inning. Have a huge opportunity here if they can put it in the gap as Jeffco made a pitching change in that last inning. The new pitcher coming in is Taylor Thompson. Taylor Thompson, a sophomore for Jefferson County, or Jefferson College, I should say. Taylor Thompson, he enters the game, throwing 11 games, 1 win on the season, 18 in the third innings pitch, and a 2.45 ERA, and inherits a bases-loaded jam here as the wind continues to pick up and blow all of my papers away. So that is fun. Thank you to the kind gentleman to pick that up for me. So we'll resume action here. Bases loaded for the Mineral Area Cardinals. Thompson's first pitch, and that's swung on. First pitch swinging down the first baseline, tapped foul. 0-1 the count. 14-8, Jeffco leads. Thompson put in charge to try to hold this one at the dish. Grant Dix. Dix had an RBI, or I should say Logan Bax is at the dish. He flew out to right. Grant Dix started the game, was replaced by Ben Teeter. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that's a fastball. Misses down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Bax flew out to right his last time up, put a good charge in it, struck out looking in the third inning, and he scored a run in the second inning after singling. The 1-1 on the way to Mr. Bax, and that swung on and ripped into right, but a nice jumping catch by the second baseman. Throws to second for the double play on a terrific play by Andres Negron there. Negron, and that is a double play to end the inning. So just like that, snap your fingers, and that's the end of the inning. Jeffco survives a little bit of a scare from Mack, and we head to the top half of inning number 7, 14-8. Jefferson County leads.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
So the Mineral Area College Cardinals had an opportunity there to really put a dent in the Jeffco lead. They get four runs, so they go from 10 runs to 6 runs, but it could have been much, much worse. It was a terrific jumping, leaping catch by the second baseman, Andres Negron, who also has a home run. And this one to get a double play. Bases were loaded. It was a lined shot by Logan Bax. Couldn't have hit it any harder, but a leaping catch by Negron and then a double play. No chance for the runner out on second base to get back to the bag. Ben Teeter on that one for an easy double play. And that ended the threat for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And now we'll go to the top half of inning number 7. And Jeffco will look to add to their 6-run lead, 14-8 here in the top of the 7th inning. Nick Miller is going to lead it off. And Miller had himself a nice day. He's been on base 3 times. He's got a base hit, 2 walks, and a strikeout. He tapped out to the pitcher his last time up. On the mound is Austin Campbell still. Campbell came in and replaced Tanner Murphy after Murphy got tossed in the last inning. Campbell will go from the windup. And his first pitch on the way, fastball on the outside part of the plate for a strike, 0-1. So nice job for Campbell to get ahead of the hitter Miller. 6-7-8 for Jeffco. And the pitch on the way, strike at the knees. I say 6-7-8, but 7-8 really have hit like 3-4. Jose Rolon has a home run as Negron. The 0-2 pitch on the way, fastball got him looking, strike 3. On the outside corner, so a quick out there as Austin Campbell gets the retirement. And that'll bring up Jose Rolon, who homered to right back in the 4th inning. There was no doubt about that one. Andres Negron, though, was a little bit of a question. It was no doubt about the distance, of course, whether it was fair or foul. First pitch on the way, swung on. He wanted number 2 on that one, but he taps it straight back. Count will go to 0-1. In addition to that home run, he has a sacrifice fly, so he's got a couple of RBIs and a fly out to right. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That's a fastball for a strike. Pumping strikes here is Austin Campbell. A nice sight to see for Coach Jones. You know, area has struggled a little bit with their command today. The 0-2 pitch on the way. That fastball misses up high for a ball. 1-2 now is the count. Here in the top half of inning number 7, 1 out in the inning. 14-8, Jeffco lead. Campbell ready, rocks and fires from the windup, and there's a curveball hammered into left center field. Both the left fielder Erhan and Haggerty over there, and it's going to be the center fielder Haggerty who makes the catch for out number 2 in the inning. So Rolon flies out to center, and that's going to bring up Andres Negron, who made a terrific leaping catch to end the bottom half of inning number six with the bases loaded. He made the leaping catch at second base, fired it to the second, to the shortstop, covering the bag for an easy double play. First pitch to him is missing up high for a ball on the fastball. Also hit a home run in his last at-bat in the fifth inning, or sixth inning. In addition to that home run, he struck out and had an RBI prior to that. Fastball misses up high for a ball. 2-0. Campbell from the windup. The right-hander set and delivers. Fastball right down the middle for a strike. 2-1 the count to Negron. And the 2-1 on the way. Fastball grounded. Not going to his left is the shortstop. Fox fires across the diamond, making the play. Some nice footwork there from the young shortstop. And a quick 1-2-3 inning from Austin Campbell. That's the first 1-2-3 inning we've seen for Mineral Area against Jeffco. And the Vikings are going to look to close it out here in the bottom half of inning number 7. They're up 6 as Mineral Area College has one last chance here on Regional Radio.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Hayden Strobel will lead it off for Mineral Area College. He singled down the right field line his last time up at the dish, and he got things going for Mac. They had the bases loaded. They ended up scoring 4 runs in that inning. Could have been a lot worse, but a terrific catch by the second baseman, Andres Negron, to turn that inning-ending double play. Taylor Thompson still on the mound for Jeffco. Thompson came in and retired and got that line-out double play to end the inning. Jeffco is 3 outs away from taking the third game of the 4-game weekend set. If you take the 2 from Thursday and add it to this one, it would be their 3rd win over Mac in as many games and would also push their record to winning 9 of their last 11 games and would push their overall record to 23-12 and 12-2 in the region. So they'll look to do that while Mineral Area looks for a little bit of an improbable comeback, down by 6 runs, trailed by as many as 10 earlier in that last inning, but they came to life, was able to fight for another inning, and that's going to bring up Hayden Strobel as we're ready for the first pitch here in the bottom half of inning number 7. The first pitch swung on, and that's it well to left field, but backing up is Horstmeyer to make the catch for the first out. One out in the inning. Running out of chances is Mac. A couple more innings to play in this one. 14-8. That's going to bring up Colin Stockley. Stockley scored a run and singled down the right field line his last time up. Advanced Strobel from first and third. And the pitch on the way is that fastball skied out towards the air in center field. Moving to his right is the center fielder, Warlaw, and he is there to make the catch. So a nice play there by Connor Warlaw to scoot on over to the right. And a quick 2 flyouts here in the bottom half of inning number 7. That'll bring up Trevor Lewis, the designated hitter. So the Cardinals were able to fight back a little bit in the 6th, trying to fight back a little bit more now, but were unable to. 2 outs in the inning as Taylor Thompson is set. And that's a fastball misses down low for a ball to Trevor Lewis. Lewis walked his last time up and scored a run. And the pitch on the way is a fastball, and that also misses down low for ball. 2-0 from Thompson. Thompson, the 3rd pitcher for Jeffco. And the 2-0 pitch on the way is a fastball. It misses up high and inside for a ball. 3-0 now the count. So Taylor Thompson falling behind after getting 2 quick outs, flyouts to start the inning. And the 3-0 pitch, that misses way up high for ball 4. So Trevor Lewis will walk for the 2nd consecutive inning. And Mineral Area has a little bit of life here in the seventh inning as they continue to try to cut into this lead. And that brings up a Chase Erhan. Erhan walked, scored a run his last time up. He also had an RBI in the second inning on a ground out to first, 0-for-3. Pitch on the way, swung on, and that's a ground ball to the right side, and that's going to get between the first baseman and second baseman for a base hit. So Erhan's on the board with his first base hit of the evening, the afternoon. And that's going to bring up Tim Fox, the shortstop, who made a nice play to end the inning, the top half of this inning. So Thompson, after getting two quick flyouts, now allows a walk and a base hit to the right side. 14-8, though, Jeffco still leads. Tim Fox grounded to third, grounded to short in the first and second inning, singled in the fifth. And last time up, got out as the wind starts to pick up a little bit here at Hal Lowry Field. Pitch on the way is a fastball, and that's fouled off to the right side. Oh, and won the count. You know, Area still looking to cut into this lead. Game one of this doubleheader. Thompson set. And his pitch on the way is a fastball, and that's swung on and flying out towards left field. Sliding under it is Horsmeyer. He's got a beat, makes the catch for out number three. And that right there will do it in game one of the doubleheader. Jeffco wins it 14-8, and a little bit of a wild slugfest here. One of the more interesting games you will see. 14-8, though, Jefferson College comes away victorious. It's their third win in as many games over Mac. They'll look to make it four coming up shortly in game two. But we will take a timeout on this break as we'll try to hear from both Coach Evers and Coach Jones of Mineral Area College and Jefferson College. Once again, Jeffco wins it 14-8 over Mac in seven innings in game one here on Regional Radio.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of the mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
247fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Welcome back to Regional Radio, where Jeffco comes away with a 14-8 victory over the Mineral Area Cardinals. In this one, the loss puts Mineral Area at 16-20. And 6-10 in region play. Meanwhile, Jefferson County improves to 26-12 on the season, including a 12-2 record in region play. They've now won 9 of their last 11 games. For Mineral Area College, that is their 7th consecutive loss. So a 7-game losing streak, 3 of those games at the hands of the Jefferson College Vikings and their rivals. As Jeffco was able to take 2 on Thursday, they take 1 here for a 14-8 victory in this one. And the win goes to Alex Padilla. Alex Padilla threw a nice game. He went five innings, went into the sixth inning, but struggled to get out of it. Gave up three runs in that one. His line on the day goes five innings pitch. He had four strikeouts, several walks, three walks for that matter. And that one is he gave, there was four runs in those, but only three of those runs were earned in the sixth inning on his part. So he goes in and gives up six earned runs as his total line on that one, although he pitched better than that line score may indicate. The loss goes to Jeremy Rennig of for Mineral Area. He started the game through two innings. He gave up two runs in those two innings, one run in each inning, but then he struggled in that third inning, couldn't get out of it, couldn't even record an out in that third inning, really struggled with his command and walks and left some location, and Jeffco was able to hammer it out. Amongst that inning, it was Dalton Horchmeyer who had an RBI double. Carter Hanford had a single and a stolen base. Nick Miller had an RBI in that inning. Jose Rolon had an RBI in that inning. Andres Negron had an RBI base hit in that inning as well. So a rough game for Redding on that one. But Jose Rolon had himself a home run to right field for Jeffco. It was his second home run of the year. Andres Negron also had his second home run of the year. That one caused quite a bit of controversy as it hooked down the left field line as they tried to figure if it was going to go fair or foul. It ruled fair, obviously speaking, though, and it was his second bomb of this season as well. So those 7-8 hitters hit more like 3-4 hitters, and we're going to go ahead and give our Unico Bank player of the game to Carter Hanford. Hanford was terrific. Unico Bank is going to sponsor that in there. Hanford. Hanford had four. He got on base four times, including four hits, three singles, a two RBI double. Flew out. He was 4-for-5. Also had a diving stop at third base. Played a terrific game for Jeffco. So Unico Bank is our player of the game is Carter Hanford. So we're going to take a quick timeout here as we try to get to talk to both Coach Evers and Coach Jones of Mineral Area. Of course, we'll get things going. We'll take a short timeout here on Regional Radio, and we'll come back, and we will speak with those coaches.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Here with Coach Thompson of the Mineral Area College baseball team here on Regional Radio. Coach, a 14-8 loss. Started off okay in that bottom half of the second inning. You guys were able to scrape three runs across, and then just kind of what happened to your starter Redding out there in the third inning?
Did a better job today getting us going early. We've been on a scoreless streak for a while, so it was nice to see those guys come back and put some runs up. But yeah, Redick, he wasn't himself today. You could kind of tell mentally he looked like something was a little off. So we got him out there, and yeah, the 14-8, man, you look at that 8 spot, and that's the big one that sticks out. So got to find somebody to come in there and shut that down so we can stay in the game a little better, and it might be a different ball game.
You know, you struggled there, but your team continued to fight and kind of battle its way back. You worked into good counts, particularly in that fifth and sixth inning, and especially that sixth inning, the bases loaded. A little bit of bad luck, though, on that lineout.
Yeah, it was. When things are going tough, it seems that everything goes against you. You just got to step up. You got to make something happen. I thought the third baseman made a really good play on that ball down the line, and then the second baseman made a good play jumping up and getting that line drive. They're a good ball club. They did a really good job defending us there, so hopefully we got one more chance to beat him, so hopefully come out and play well here.
Do you like to see that from your at-bats? Does that kind of encourage you heading into the second game?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. The first two games of the series, their arms were just unbelievable. And our guys struggled a little bit, but I thought they looked a lot better today. They got in deeper counts, had several just good quality at-bats, hit some balls hard, so it's definitely encouraging to see.
Also played some pretty clean defense for the most part. Were you guys proud of that effort?
Yeah, they were. They were pretty good today. We like to think we have good defense, so it's always good when it shows.
Absolutely. Coach, going forward, who you guys got pitching next?
We have Kenton Crawford to be starting this game.
What types of stuff does he have throwing?
He actually has been a reliever for us. Brett Mann is hurt right now, so he's going to step up into that role. I think he'll do a good job. He's got a good fastball and a good breaking ball, so all he's got to do is go out there and give us a chance. That's all we ask of him.
You guys had to use quite a bit of pitching in that first game, about five or six different pitchers. Is that going to be – are you guys going to really need him to throw a lot of innings in this second game?
It would be nice, but we still have a lot of guys over there that are pretty fresh. Those relievers, I thought Mueller did a great job, Murphy did a good job, and Campbell. All those guys came in. They haven't thrown a ton lately, and I thought they did a really good job. We should be good here with a few fresh arms, but hopefully Casey can get us a few.
And obviously in baseball, you know, when you get into losing streaks, it's that kind of grind where it's in, you know, not quite every day at this level, but still a lot more frequent than those other sports. So what type of message do you tell your team at the end of the game?
It is. It really is. It's tough to get out of a little rut, especially when you're losing and you think things are going against you. And a couple calls here and there could make a difference. We just talked to a man and we said, you got one more chance to beat him here. And then our schedule sets up pretty nicely where we play several in a row where we think we can get on a little bit of a win streak. So hopefully we can find one here and then rattle off about 10 or 12.
Coach Thompson, thanks very much for your time and best of luck in game two.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Coach Thompson joining us on Regional Radio. Nice thanks to him as the Mineral Area Cardinals team will look to bounce back in game two of their doubleheader. They've lost seven in a row, including the last three games to Jefferson and College. We'll look to get Coach Evers when we come back here on Regional Radio. We'll take a short two-minute break.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Joined now by Coach Evers of the Jefferson College Vikings baseball team. And, Coach, you guys had a big, big top of the third inning, and that really turned out to be the major difference in this one.
Yeah, yeah, guys did a good job, and were able to, you know, kind of make them work and make some pitches and, you know, had a good approach and were able to kind of do some damage when they had some opportunity. So it was a great job offensively by our guys.
Padilla came into the game. He cruised kind of through those first that first inning. In that second inning, he ran into a little bit of trouble. And then that third and fourth inning, he went back to his first inning self, pitched terrific. And then kind of the fifth and sixth, was it just kind of more he kind of ran out of gas?
Yeah, I think kind of a little bit of rain out of gas. And I think part of it's a little bit hard when you have some of those longer innings and you're sitting there for a little bit. And I think he, you know, it was just tough for him to kind of get back in a little bit of routine and kind of get in his groove. So, you know, he came did a really good job of bouncing back after that second inning, which got a little rough. And then just you know, I think towards the end there, I think it was just kind of the sitting and some of the extended periods between the between innings, and you know, just went out there and probably ran out of juice a little bit.
Talk about your defense in this one. You had Carter Hannaford, I thought, made a terrific play, or Carter Hanford, I should say, made a terrific play at third base with a jam in that inning where he dove to his right and stepped on the base to get a force out. And then, of course, the leafing catch by Negron at second base to that double play.
Yeah, yeah, it was real big there as far as, you know, we kind of create a little bit of that and gave up a couple of hits and obviously walked a few guys and mixed in a hit batter. And, you know, it's tough, especially defense, when you're sitting around there and there's not a whole lot going on. And then all of a sudden you got to make a couple plays. And, you know, great job by Carter staying locked in. And then obviously the fortunate line drive double play, which got us out of the inning.
Coach, you also had the bottom of your lineup. They really didn't hit like a bottom of the lineup should. I mean, you got two of your home runs from, I think, your seven and eight hitters. And that one, obviously you had production all through the lineup. But how encouraging is it to see when you have your lower half of your lineup hit as well as they did?
That's a key, especially when you have many of those big innings. I mean, it's usually the bottom of the lineup kind of getting it started and kind of setting up for those guys at the top and in the middle. So, you know, as far as just being able to be some sort of threat down there and turn over the lineup and get some of those guys with the, you know, the Griesaber and Hanford and Horstmeyer and Brown and have some, you know, guys on base for those guys. I mean, it was a great job, and they didn't have a great day on Thursday, but, you know, nice job offensively for those guys stepping up.
And how about Taylor Thompson? He came in after Jelovic kind of struggled a little bit in relief with his location there. A lot of those runs that came across were
you know, free passes of variety. So how about Thompson kind of coming in and shutting the door?
Yeah, and that's what he's been all year. He's been steady. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of strikes, and he's going to go out there and force some contact. And, you know, obviously it was kind of unfortunate to, you know, Jelavic didn't have his best stuff there today and kind of, you know, put us in a little bit of a bind. But, you know, nice job by Taylor and not letting that inning turn out to be too big, which it really easily could have been.
And who do you got throwing for this next game?
It's Spencer Jurgens.
Spencer Jurgens, what can we expect from him?
Spencer will throw a lot of strikes and fill up the zone and usually be pretty efficient. So, you know, should give us a good start and kind of let the defense play behind him.
Coach won 9 of your last 11 games with that last victory. You'll try to make it a little four-game sweep over Mac if you include that Thursday game series. Thank you very much for your time, and best of luck in this next game.
All right, thank you.
Coach Evers joining us of Jefferson College. Special thanks to him for joining us, and that is going to about wrap up our coverage here on Regional Radio. We had Jefferson College come out and win a little bit of a slugfest with a little bit of a free pass walking as well, a 14-8 victory by the Vikings in what was certainly a weird one this Saturday afternoon at Hal Lowry Field at the Mineral Area College campus. We thank you once again for joining us. For Will Cheshire and Christian back at the studio working the engineering operation, we thank you. Enjoy the rest of this weekend and enjoy the beautiful sunny weather.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
And I cast my vote for him. And